Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
In over 25 years.
Ford's Alan Mulally on the CBS Early Show as he and other key auto industry players prepare to appear on Capitol Hill. Here's CBS News correspondent John Harchie.
The three American auto CEOs and UAW president will make their sales pitch to the Senate Banking Committee this afternoon, hoping to close a deal for a government loan. Mike Jackson, CEO of the AutoNation Dealer Group, says the industry cannot wait. Sales are in a depression.
Things are just going to get worse, and the cost of doing something is going to get higher.
At the business advisory firm BBK, Bill Deal is for a loan, but with conditions.
Make sure we have the metrics and milestones established that we expect that stuff to be done, and not just provide the money with no strings attached.
John Hartsey, CBS News, Washington.
And I'm Peter Mayer in Washington, where the man in the middle of the financial meltdown will also be in the congressional hot seat. Treasury Secretary Paulson will defend changes in the bailout strategy.
We've taken the actions we needed to take.
Paulson told a Wall Street Journal conference the financial rescue is working.
We moved very quickly, I think with lightning speed, and took a step that, together with the FDIC and the Fed, has stabilized the system.
CBS News has learned Treasury likely won't spend the second half of the $700 billion bailout fund. Those decisions would be left to the Obama administration. Look for some sharp questioning at that House hearing 90 minutes from now, Nick.
Well, he co-founded the Internet giant Yahoo. Now, Jerry Yang is resigning as CEO. The move follows a downturn in earnings and slide in the company's stock price after Yang rebuffed Microsoft's $47 billion takeover bid 6 months ago. Gift cards have been very popular as Christmas stocking stuffers, but as CBS's Dave Barrett reports, this year they're losing some of their holiday luster.
As consumers cut back on holiday spending, gift cards are less appealing.
Santa baby.
Retail experts say customers would rather buy a nice sweater at, say, half off the $70 price instead of putting a $50 gift card under the tree. The Wall Street Journal says some shoppers may shy away, thinking a company might go bankrupt and gift cards would be worthless. If we do buy, we may spend 5% less to give, say,
the Victoria's Secret gift card
or
the Nunzio's gift card.
The last time Americans turned away from these cards was 4 years ago when people objected to their expiration dates. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
The announcement is likely from President Bush this morning, and it could make Thanksgiving air travelers happy. As he's done in the past, Mr. Bush is expected to open up military airspace to commercial aircraft over the holiday travel period in the hope that it will cut flight delays. The system is sick, and it's causing many doctors to rethink whether they even want to keep practicing medicine. We get the details live from CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
Frustration, anger, burnout, and despair. The physicians surveyed say they're being strangled by red tape and forced to give patients assembly line treatment. Nearly half say they plan to reduce their patient load over the next 3 years or stop practicing entirely.
If these doctors left in the next 1 to 3 years, that would be devastating.
Walker Ray of the Physicians Foundation. Ray says all that talk on Capitol Hill about expanding access to health care won't be worth much if there simply aren't enough doctors. Nick?
U.S. researchers have found that the good effects of exercise in reducing a woman's risk of breast cancer could be compromised by lack of sleep. The study found that when women got less than 7 hours sleep each night, their breast cancer risk jumped by nearly half. It's 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Natural gas costs might be lower in Colorado than first projected.
For the winter heating season, which generally runs from November through March, we're looking at bills that on a year-to-year basis would be about 0 to 10% higher.
Xcel Energy's Mark Stutz says December's rise will probably be only about 3% over last year. Earlier projections put that increase at 12%. Denver's made its case for nonstop airline service to Tokyo as part of a Colorado trade mission to Japan. DIA's aviation director Kim Day presented Denver's case.
So we're a perfect location for people to fly direct Tokyo-Denver and then transfer to another location in the U.S.
Japan's Al Nippon Airline begins flying two new 787 aircraft late next year, and the airline will choose two American cities for nonstop service. Denver wants to be one of those two. Focus on the Family says it's eliminated more than 200 positions, the largest staff cuts in the evangelical Christian group's 31-year history. Citing the faltering economy and a decline in donations, Focus officials said yesterday 149 employees would lose their jobs, most of them by month's end. And the University of Colorado at Boulder, adding two essays to its application next fall to gauge students' character depth and curiosity. The essays, in addition to the standard personal essay, will ask applicants how they value diversity, how they build inclusiveness, and whether family or where they grew up affected their educational goals. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And so far, so good out here on the highways. Everything to this point, rolling top speeds around town. In fact, traffic very light yet. Southbound I-25 in from Thornton and Norklin into downtown. That's usually one of our first areas that tends to bog down in the mornings. Still wide open for 225 if you're getting on for Parker Road, north or south. No problems, I-70 either side of the city. Heading out towards DIA for catching an early morning flight. Security wait time just about 5 minutes. Large sinkhole still being worked on, southbound Highway 85.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Almost everybody.
I know, I just hate spending. It's like I want to save every penny I got.
Yeah, I think most people feel that way. Well, as per usual here this morning, I can't get my throat clear. Hang on a second. There, maybe that's a little bit better. Maybe I should have just left the mic open and done it anyway.
It was better that you turned that one off.
Yeah, it was better that I turned that one off. All right, good morning. It's good to have you along. We got a pretty good show lined up for this morning. 8 o'clock, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, will be here to talk about the possible bipartisan stripping of Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson's power and money. Also, we're going to talk about the big three automakers and the bailout at 8:30. I know, I keep talking about this bailout every single day, and everybody is talking about it, but you can't help but not talk about it. I'm just shocked that there are people, and I heard some guy yesterday from the American Heritage Foundation who who advocates just letting the thing go down the tubes. And now there's this rumor going around that China would like to buy GM. Which means that in my lifetime, I will have gone from seeing American-made cars to possibly the aspect of no American-made cars. And that definitely smacks of a third-world country. Can you imagine that? We'd have to import every automobile we'd use. If GM, Ford, and Chrysler go down. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to have our weekly media misinformation report with Senior Fellow for Media Matters, American Erica Bollard. And, John, do you have that clip of all those talk show hosts? Did you save that? Have you got it? Yeah, you want to hear what these guys are up to? Now, I'm trying very, very hard not to engage in stiff political rhetoric on the show. On my blog, yes. jmarvinblog.com, yes. But on the air, no. And every time I bring this up, I'll get calls from people. Well, you know, you people on the left do this. But I really don't know of anybody who makes these kinds of over-the-top statements on commercial AM talk radio stations that are on the left. There are many of them, but I don't know of very few people who make these kinds of statements. Listen to some of this.
Liberalism is, in essence, the HIV virus, and it weakens the defense cells of a nation.
Radio hosts across the country are making comments like this every day, and it's not just Rush Limbaugh. Here's a sample of what you might have heard on a radio station near you.
Obama wants to gas the Jews, like the PLO wants to gas the Jews.
He loathes America.
He's palling around with terrorists. This little bitch needs to stand up for himself.
What do you got to do, Obama? Come to Denver and try to whip my white ass? You're a far-left, terrorist-hugging politician.
This is the first affirmative action election in American history.
He's Arab.
The Statue of Liberty is crying. She's been raped and disheveled. Raped and disheveled by illegal aliens.
I'll give you an example. I don't think homeless people should vote, frankly. In fact, I'm not that excited about women voting.
That's what black fathers do. They simply leave.
Barack Hussein Obama. I may declare him to be the beast. 666.
Are you paying attention to what's being said on your radio?
Is that amazing? Do you find that amazing? Do you find that amazing? And I've said this before on the air. I mean, I've done some really slimy things. But I don't think I've ever engaged in that kind of hate mongering. Sure, we all slip and walk over the line occasionally and get carried away. But on a regular basis, no. But listen to these people. And that pours out over the airwaves at a time when what we really need here is we need full cooperation. And what I notice about these folks is they don't offer any plans on how to fix anything. What they basically do is they just attack. And they just spew garbage. One of the guys in that cut is Gunny Bob, who works nights at KOA. Now, who has an intelligent discussion about policy talking like that? What are you going to do, Obama? Come to town and whip my white ass? What does that have to do with the deficit, with the economy, with the war in Iraq, with the problems that the state faces, including the state of Colorado, where we've got problems here that we need to deal with, and we're going to need federal help to get them done, as every state is going to need. And I'm talking about the infrastructure, which is crucial to this state because not only goods and services come and go on that infrastructure, but also let's talk about outside visitors coming here and going to ski resorts. Plus the inconvenience of having yourself pounded to death on the roads. And that's the only comeback in an election year is to make that kind of a statement? I mean, kids talk like that in high school, don't they? No, maybe in grade school. No, in high school. John, would you say that's more appropriate to high school or grade school?
I'd say middle school, maybe high school.
Yeah.
Very juvenile.
Obama wants to gas the Jews. Now, I've never heard him say anything like that. I've never even heard him indicate that he ever wanted to say anything like that. And if you feel that things in the Middle East are not fair vis-a-vis the Palestinians and the Israelis, well, there's a difference between that and the desire to create a second Holocaust. I'm just amazed by this. I really am. Just amazed by it. And I've talked about this before. There's such a thing as free speech, but there's no free speech in the workplace. And you know what it makes you do, at least what it makes me think? It makes me think that, man, I don't really want to be, I like being on the air, but I really don't want to be in a business with people who make those kind of statements. And it makes me think that you've got to be kidding me. And I worked at one of the most combative, over-the-top radio stations in the history of this country, WFLA in Tampa, Florida. But it was never like this. How do these folks get away with this? How do they reconcile this in their minds, that this is what, good entertaining radio?
You know what's kind of ironic, Jay, is Colorado Media Matters has a little bit from last Friday that says, ignoring his own on-air history, KOA's Gunny Bob urged conservatives to stop exaggerating, lying, and using only fear as a catalyst.
Is that weird? What's that about?
Well, he's just saying for conservatives to stop doing the things that he's doing, using fear.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, everybody steps over the line. Like I said, everybody says things that are not necessarily, well, they say things that will make you uncomfortable. That's kind of the nature of the what it's about at times, but constantly making these statements. And the thing that amazes me about it is, hey, they did all this, and what effect did it have? What effect did it really have? In other words, you can make a case that I'm spending too much time on this and that we shouldn't care one way or the other what they do, because obviously not enough people are listening to really make a difference. Because they put all this stuff out on the air and it still didn't work. I mean, the two things they tried to do, which was derail McCain's candidacy and bust down Obama at the ballot box, both turned out to be fake. Or no, I shouldn't say fake. Both turned out just not to work. It just didn't work. No matter how desperate they got. You remember, I don't even think we have this cut left anymore. Do we still have that Rush Limbaugh cut about neuro-linguistics? I don't think we have it anymore. Which was...
Let me try to dig it up during this break or something.
All right, it's probably one of the funniest moments I've ever heard on talk radio. That Obama was somehow hypnotizing the viewers of the TV set, of their TVs, of their flat screens, and manipulating them. Oh, do you have it? Oh, check this out. It's priceless.
Is Barack Obama a brilliant orator, captivating millions through his eloquence? Or is he deliberately using the techniques of neuro-linguistic programming? A covert form of hypnosis developed by Milton Erickson, M.D. The fundamental tool of conversational hypnosis
conversational.
Is pacing and leading, a way for the hypnotist to bypass the listener's critical faculty by associating repeated statements that are unquestionably accurate with the message he wants to convey. Now, who is it that's most affected by this? Let me find a bit of I can't find it right quick. It seems that the people are most susceptible to being hypnotized this way are the highly educated and one other group. Bear with me here while I... I know it's in here somewhere. It's a long little piece. I'll find it. But I do remember the highly educated are the most susceptible to being hypnotized. That would put me in the risk group.
Can you believe that? How do you like where he says it's a long little piece? That's a non sequitur, right? Well, none of that worked. So what does that say about the power of talk radio, right-wing talk radio? Must not be there. Must be all like a big, gigantic balloon of hype. All right, 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, Mr. Turk with traffic.
Jay, we're already seeing speeds dip down into the 30s and 40s on southbound 25 up in Northland, beginning at 104th Avenue. Also binds up for you downtown after Park Avenue as well. Eastbound 270 filling in at I-76, as is Interstate 76, as you head westbound around 270. So Commerce City starting to show some increased volumes. I-70 clean and dry for you in the high country. Going to be clear from Denver all the way to Grand Junction and over the high mountain passes. And southbound Highway 85 has just reopened just after Broadway. Romney Lane and Brighton road crews have finished those temporary repairs to that sinkhole out there. Your forecast, clear skies and warm again. Looks like we'll be looking at record high temperatures this afternoon. Record 74 set in 1995. We're looking for...
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solaripS.com.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Sharp HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Disney Pixar's WALL-E, rated G, is coming on Blu-ray and DVD November 18th. So now, you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Downsize. If you need a more fuel-efficient SUV, a more fuel-efficient vehicle, if you're interested in four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, the place to go is the most unique car store in North America, Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal in Denver. You'll get treated the way you should be treated. Not only that, you get treated to a huge selection of hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find the clean late model previously owned car, truck, van, or SUV that you've been looking for. Rocky's Autos offers their matching down incentive. They have financing from good, rock-solid banks, not predatory lending institutions, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle you're interested in. Plus, they want to see your trade. So all of those things work in your favor, and just great people working out there like Spanky Herrera and Isaac Harris and all of my friends out at Rockies. So if you're looking for your next winterized, reliable automobile, and you need to save bucks, and in this day and age, who doesn't need to go down that road, Rockies Autos is the place to shop. 9 to 8, Monday through Saturday, at Rockies Autos. You can't miss them. They're right there, 63rd and Federal.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarIps.com.
Obama wants to gas the Jews like the PLO wants to gas the Jews.
He loathes America.
He's palling around with terrorists. This little bitch needs to stand up for himself.
What do you got to do, Obama? Come to Denver and try to whip my white ass? You're a far-left terrorist-hugging politician.
This is the first affirmative action election in American history.
He's Arab.
The Statue of Liberty is crying. She's been raped and disheveled. Raped and disheveled by illegal aliens.
I'll give you an example. I don't think homeless people should vote. Frankly, in fact, I'm not that excited about women voting.
That's what black fathers do. They simply leave. Barack Hussein Obama. I may declare him to be the beast. 666.
There was a time in this country when we wouldn't tolerate that kind of thing. I mean, go to Wikipedia and look up the name Father Coughlin and tell me what you see. 625, 25 minutes after 6, J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today could get as high as 81 degrees. Unseasonably warm weather. And I was on my soapbox about talk radio. If you want to get involved in this, 303-713-7600. I deem these people largely irrelevant because obviously they didn't deliver on anything they tried to do in this last election cycle. Trouble is for people like myself, they dominate the media landscape and hold all the good jobs. Not to say that I don't have a good job here, but if something were to happen, you know, in the old days, you could always walk across the street or you could go to another format. Trouble is, now, they don't, I mean, you look at these stations, they don't have any dissenting voices at all. None. Zero. Or if they do, they're all professional wimps. They're like what they call in the boxing, the fight game, they're all professional tomato cans. So they just lay down. And it gets to the point of it just gets to be disgusting. And to me, it'd be a lot more exciting to have people of different political viewpoints all on the same radio station than the way it stands now. Oh, and by the way, I think that was Michael Savage who made the comment about the affirmative action, that this was the first affirmative action election. Actually, if you go look, affirmative action is more about white women than it is about black men. Of course, don't let that stand in your way, Savage. I mean, say what you think. Here's Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Yeah, we have one of those tomato cans in this market, too, and it's pretty sad to hear. But I was reading an article by a friend of mine who used to be a radio columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and he talked about the target audience for some of this stuff that goes out, and programmers deliberately program to a lower-educated, white male, resentment-filled, at the changes in society type audience. He called it the deliverance demo.
Yeah, well, maybe there's not enough of the deliverance demo.
Yeah,
because there wasn't enough of the deliverance demo to sandbag the election of Barack Obama. That, you know what, that also includes Fox.
Sure.
I mean, Fox had no effect either, apparently.
It doesn't really matter whether it had an effect. They have money and they spend money just like the rest of us, and so they're going to be programmed and catered to. And it's sad because it poisons society, it polarizes society, but. And what galls me as somebody who's worked in the news business is the deliberate misinformation that goes out, the things that go out that just are not true, that are paraded as fact, and there's nobody from the station's news departments or anything like that to get on there and say, wait a minute, this is not, you know, they're undercutting their own news operations.
Well.
And like
well, in a sense they are, but in a sense they're not, because what they would do is they would claim to you that what they're engaging in is commentary as opposed to news reporting.
Well, like what's going on down the hall there, the the Daily Philip Berg show, this wacko lawyer that's trying to say that Obama wasn't born in the country. He's born in Kenya. You know, the guy's on the show every morning. The birth certificate issue, you know, the host down there is saying, oh, well, factchecks.org says that it's that the Hawaii birth certificate is real, but I don't believe anything that comes out of factcheck.org because it's run by the Annenbergs, and Annenbergs are such good friends of the Obama family.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. The Annenbergs were good friends of...
Yes, Reagan.
Of Ronald Reagan.
Reagan. They, Nixon appointed Walter Annenberg to the court of ambassador to the court of St. James. The Annenbergs hosted the Reagans every New Year's Eve at Annenberg's estate out in Palm Springs. They were huge conservatives. The only tie between Annenberg and Obama was that the Annenberg Challenge appointed Obama and Bill Ayers to that education board in Chicago. But that doesn't stop them from just spreading things that just are not true, and it becomes folk wisdom.
Yeah, but apparently it doesn't, because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Apparently, in the end, it just did not work, did it?
It didn't work, but it still is out there, and it's still using the public airwaves that we're supposed to be stewards of to just spout things that just are not true.
Well, we haven't been stewards of the public airwaves for years, and it's gotten worse after 1996. But the thing
you
I find...
You feel back the other way, and I'm wondering if there's enough people in Congress that understand what was wrong with the Telecom Act of 96 to make that change.
Yeah, I think there are. What will come out of it, I don't know. But the thing I find to be amazing is that it didn't work.
Yeah.
Like, does anybody stop for a second and say, wait a minute, it didn't work. They were not able to stop the course of events politically in this country. And they can say whatever they want to say, and their two big spin lines now are that all of the problems economically that we're in is the fault of working people and the working poor, that we got the country into it, vis-a-vis bad loans that people engaged in, and also the demands of labor unions and workers for better wages and better benefits that has put a strain on the economy. And then the other thing that they're spinning is that the stock market went down and that all of this started because Obama was elected president, which both of those things are statistically, on the first one, the statistics run against them. On the second one, there are no statistics to prove the theory that they're putting forth. But the thing, once again, is who's listening and who cares?
Where it's susceptible, they do. And it's like the southern states all went for McCain still. The white racism still exists down there for one reason or another. An adjunct law professor at DU wrote a column in the Colorado Daily that was picked up in Sunday's Longmont Times Call that talked about the only counties in this election that went more Republican than they did in 2004. Neatly, you could overlay them neatly with the counties that are the least educated in the country.
Well, low-level information.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
Not only low-level information, but gullibility to misinformation.
Yeah, is a problem. But the end result, I go back to what I said before.
If it didn't work.
Nationwide, it didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. So where's the critical media examination of this, and where are people writing about this?
Because it didn't work, though, Jay, doesn't mean we still don't need to combat it.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying you're right about that, and I'm saying that we did combat it, and we'll continue to successfully combat it through the digital world, through progressive talk radio. We'll continue to do it, but it makes you wonder, it makes you want to step back, and it makes you wonder if this so-called alternative right-wing media is either outlived its usefulness, can't convince anybody of what they're selling, or just doesn't have enough people following it to really make any kind of a difference because they struck out uniformly at the ballot box. I mean, good God, we have a runoff election going on in Georgia. Did you ever think you'd live to see that happen?
Oh, absolutely not. Saxby Chambliss might lose that seat. Yeah.
So, you know, it's just amazing. And the Democrat has pulled ahead in Alaska by a couple of hundred votes.
And when's the recount? What's going on with Minnesota? When's the
recount should be certified to start today.
All right,
Bill, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay. Anybody want to join in on this discussion about the media? 303-713-7600. And does talk radio really work? At least here in the state of Colorado, it certainly didn't. Johnny Cash's America CD DVD giveaway is coming up between 7 and 8, callers 1 and 2 at 303-631-2760. When you hear the Johnny Cash tune, call in. Winners automatically are entered to win the grand prize box set live at Folsom Prison, courtesy of Sony Legacy Records. Right now, John gives us traffic.
Jay, thanks. We've got an early crash in Aurora. It's blocking the left-hand shoulder and partially the left-hand lane there. It's a semi versus car. Emergency crews are on the scene. All lanes are reopened now, but southbound 225 is going to be slow going as you approach Iliff. We do have a car remaining there in the median. Also got some curiosity delays for northbounders beginning around Parker Road. So a tough going getting out of Aurora so far. Also stop-and-go conditions southbound 25 in the north end from 104th down to 84th. Also slow. Once you get closer to downtown. Elsewhere, we're looking pretty normal so far this morning. Your forecast, mostly sunny and possible record-breaking heat. Look for a high of 77. Current record, 74, set in 1995. Right now, 50 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver Health has openings for registered nurses in the newly created float pool, the ER, the OR, and the MICU. For more information, call...
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about a new AM760 sponsor, Replace a Lens. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go Lab Direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest prices in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair. Bifocals for $40 a pair and progressive no-line bifocals at just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver in the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive Lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. And at replacealens.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones all day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff, but you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent
office.
Obama wants to gas the Jews like the PLO wants to gas the Jews.
He loathes America.
He's palling around with terrorists. This little bitch needs to stand up for himself.
What do you got to do, Obama? Come to Denver and try to whip my white ass?
You're a far-left, terrorist-hugging politician.
This is the first affirmative action election in American history.
He's Arab.
The Statue of Liberty is crying. She's been raped and disheveled. Raped and disheveled by illegal aliens.
I'll give you an example. I don't think homeless people should vote, frankly. In fact, I'm not that excited about women voting.
That's what black fathers do. They simply leave. Barack Hussein Obama. I may declare him to be the beast. 666.
Well, sample of what's on the American airwaves there, what passes for entertainment and discussion, which is basically hate radio. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, sunny high today. Could possibly get as high as 81. And I always get fascinated by this, and it always seems like I talk about it between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. My answer to all of this is that it didn't seem to work, did it? I mean, people voted for Obama anyway, despite all of the insane stuff that was was thrown at him, and that they're still talking about what's wrong with him as opposed to talking about what they would do to fix things in this country. And I don't know. Is anybody horrified by that, or have we reached the point now in this country where nobody gets horrified by anything, and that you just say to yourself, well, nothing would shock me? And do you believe that the American airwaves are the proper venue for this kind of crap that goes on? Here's Don in Thornton. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Enjoy listening to your program. I definitely am definitely lean right, but I enjoy. I think you try to give at least a fair shake to both sides. So obviously you're left leaning, but conservatives like to listen to you too.
Well, thanks. That's a real big compliment.
So anyway, I thought a little bit interesting that the left should complain about right-wing media bias. So clearly talk radio leans right, but so much of the rest of the media leans so far left, it's not even, I don't even think it's debatable. Certainly, Howard Kurtz came up with this, kind of talking about the Obama bubble effect in the media after the election, and have really, a lot of people started to ask us whether or not he's actually been fully vetted by the mainstream press.
Well, who asked that question?
Well, I'm one person in particular that asked that question, and certainly, I'm a reader of the Corner, the National Review, and I'm sure a lot of those commentators have written on the subject. And
the National Review is like reading In These Times or The Nation magazine. They are to the left they are to the right what those magazines are to the left, but there's no independent analysis other than the Pew Research Center, which did note that Obama got far more positive coverage than did John McCain. But you have to figure in that there was a lot of ugly things about the McCain campaign to cover, including the fact that his vice presidential pick was basically, for the most part, out of control. I mean, she was feeding the media something every single day, and the media operates on a 24-hour news cycle, so the media's got to have something. I mean, like, okay, for instance, just take my show, right? Just me.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin was a gift. She was something to talk about every single day, because every single day she would make some kind of outrageous statement that was so out there that it was absolutely patently ridiculous. And
can you give me an example?
Yeah, I sure will. I'll give you a big one. Let's take the subject of socialism for a second. Okay?
Okay.
All right, socialism is a wide term. It's a wide term, just like Christianity is a wide term, just like Judaism is a wide term. There are different forms of Judaism. There's different forms of Christianity. There's also different forms of socialism. There's Euro-style socialism and democratic socialism, and then there's authoritarian or dictatorial socialism. which is what you would find in Marxist-Leninist countries, for instance, like Cuba or North Korea. And there aren't too many of those left anymore. But, you know, that's what you would find there. Sarah Palin made a speech, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, in which she stood up and made the claim that if Barack Obama got elected president, that he would oversee the redistribution of wealth to the point where private property would be expropriated, and also that industries in the United States would be expropriated to the point of like a Venezuelan model. Now, nowhere in the world did Barack Obama ever make those claims. Nobody in both the Democratic and Republican Party ever made those claims. But in Sarah Palin's head, those claims were valid.
Okay. Did she mention specifically a Venezuelan model?
No, but that's what she was leading to, because that's what goes on in Venezuela. For instance, that Hugo Chavez wakes up one morning and goes, okay, fine. You know what? You don't own this. You don't own that. We own it. The state owns it. And she was equating Obama's presidency with a lack of freedom and totalitarian rule, which is absolutely, I mean, come on. In the real world, you can disagree with somebody's politics. You can say that that you don't agree with his ideas on how to fix the economy, and you have your own ideas, and here they are. But to get up and make those kinds of claims, even to the point where on Hardball, Tom DeLay called, because I sat there and watched it, called Barack Obama a Marxist. Now, I'd like to ask Tom DeLay if he's ever read Das Kapital. I mean, is he familiar with the works of Karl Marx and Frederick Engels? I'll make you a dollar to a donut bet he doesn't even know who Frederick Engels is.
Well, a lot of people don't know who Frederick Engels is.
Well, okay, but if you're going to use these terms, don't you think you ought to, like, know who you're talking about?
Well, true. I mean, Jonah Goldberg wrote a book about liberal fascism, which I think is an excellent book. Shows how people will toss around words like fascism and apply them to the right, when in reality they don't necessarily apply to the right. I mean, is Obama a Marxist? I don't think so.
No, he's not. He's clearly not.
Is he a leftist? Absolutely. Does he believe in redistribution of wealth? Well, I believe he told Joe the Plumber his opinion on that.
Well, the Joe the Plumber comment was taken out of context if you listen to the entire audio soundbite, and we've had redistribution of the wealth in this country upwards for close to 30 years, but nobody says anything about that.
Well, there's a little thing called the Lafler curve, which seems to work pretty well during the Reagan administration,
yeah,
and even into the Clinton administration.
Well, it worked so well that we're now sitting where we are in 2008. That's how well it worked.
Well, we're sitting in where we're at right now in large part, I won't say exclusively, but in large part because of social engineering on the part of Fannie and Freddie.
You don't think that abject greed, deregulation, and running up an all-time high deficit, that those things alone, and allowing people to engage in predatory loaning practices, you don't think that those things alone had anything to contribute to where we are?
Well, of course, greed contributed.
I mean, in other words, do you know what the Glass-Steagall Act is?
Yes.
Okay. How does removing the Glass-Steagall Act contribute to where we are now?
I'm sorry, in which way?
All right. What were the economic effects and the economic spinoff of dismantling the wall or the shield that the Glass-Steagall Act provided?
Well, excuse me. What it did was open up a competition for some of these lending institutions to go and do some of the things that they were doing. Now, obviously, the derivatives and all of these all this problems that we have in insurance certainly led to a lot of the problems. When you have $67 trillion of these kind of derivatives floating around out there, obviously that's a problem. But what it was being driven by was easy access to credit when Fannie and Freddie would go and buy up all the mortgage assets. These banks had no risk involved in making loans.
But what allowed these banks to have no risk, and what allowed these banks to step over the line and to make these questionable loans and chase people with questionable credit in a predatory manner. What allowed them to do that? What allowed them to do that was deregulation. Deregulation has never worked in any sense of the word in anything. And I can name you examples of where it hasn't worked. Enron and power in California, the airline industry, the broadcasting industry that I'm in right now, the safeguards that we've had to in food safety, in the FDA. This stuff has never, ever, ever worked. And the thing is, once you allow these things to happen, at some point or another, you have to pay a price. And we're paying the price now for this.
Well, I mean, let's take the airline industry as an example of deregulation. I mean, you say it doesn't work, but certainly airline fares are much cheaper than they used to be.
Is the airline industry healthy?
No, absolutely it's not.
Well, why are they not healthy?
Well, they're not healthy because they've overexpanded in many cases and have...
What would have stopped that overexpansion?
Nothing has stopped the overexpansion.
No, but what would have stopped that overexpansion?
Regulation.
Regulation.
But people have capital and they have a chance to invest it into.
Yeah, but that's not all. But you know what? That's not always the wisest thing to allow. I mean, this whole idea that the marketplace will solve all of the problems of society, and that that consolidation and uncontrolled and unchecked expansion is going to make things better. Well, the proof's out there today in 2008 that doesn't work, and the majority of the people who went to the polls don't believe that it works. And you know, this whole supply side trickle down economic theory basically went bust and ran out of gas. I mean, I know it's hard for free market proponents to face up to this, and nobody's talking about restricting capitalism, but what they are talking about is they're talking about prudent regulation, not over-regulation, and putting companies and putting industries in a position where they're forced to compete against each other, not swallow up each other, to the point where a small amount of people control a large amount of the country's resources.
Okay, let's talk about trickle-down economics.
All right, if you want to do that, you got to hang on.
Okay, I'd be happy to.
Okay. 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's John Turk with traffic.
Jay, give yourself plenty of extra time if you're leaving Aurora this morning, especially on the southbound side from Colfax down to Iliff. Stop and go. Going to barely get into the teams there as we had an early semi versus car accident. That car is still there in the median, causing some slowdowns for the northbound side there once you get past Parker Road. And then the semi is now off on the right-hand shoulder, but speed's really slow beginning around Colfax on the southbound side of 225. Again, for the northbounders, going to start hitting the snags at Parker. Also, stop and go south. Southbound 25 as you approach downtown after 48th Avenue. Same deal on westbound 76 beginning at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, clear skies and warm again. Looks like we might be breaking a record today. Our old record, 74, set in 1995. We're looking for highs to hit the mid to upper 70s today. Right now, 49 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Vizio HD TVs and Magnavox Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And James Bond, rated PG-13, is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Your health. Call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
With its exclusive IQ Roots technology, the new TomTom Go uses actual drive times to give you something no other GPS device can. The fastest way to get anywhere, each and every time. TomTom, go confident.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Sunny, high today, 81. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, it might turn out to be 77, but it's going to be unseasonably warm today. J. Marvin rolling along here with you as the sun begins to walk up into the sky. And we're talking about the vicious hate being spewed out by these right-wing talk show hosts. But Don, who is right-wing, called up, and then we start to get off on economic matters. And Don, I don't want to deprive you of your say about Reaganomics, so go ahead, let loose.
Well, you know, I think the so-called trickle-down economics has certainly worked. I mean, the federal budget, the federal revenues coming into the Treasury have gone up extraordinarily since the Reagan years every year and has certainly outpaced the rate of inflation. Unfortunately, government spending has more than just kept up. I am no great George Bush fan. I'm very disappointed with the deficit spending that he has engaged in during his administration. And that certainly is a huge component to the problems that we're having. And granted, we did have a balanced budget during the Clinton administration, but it was really because of the policies that Reagan had put in previously.
Well, see, now I would have to turn around and I would have to dispute that. And I don't think
what policy did Clinton what action did Clinton specifically take that lowered the federal deficit?
Well, I think those are really great questions. First of all, I don't view Bill Clinton as being
George Bush. I mean, maybe.
Well, hold on. I mean, are you going to let me answer or no?
No, you can answer. I'm just trying to point out that I know a lot of liberals are not real happy with Bill Clinton, just in the same way many conservatives have been disappointed with George Bush.
Yeah, I'm not happy with Bill Clinton. I never was happy with Bill Clinton, and I don't think that I think that if you look at anything that he did two things. One, I think, was positive. The other one, I think, was very, very damaging. The first positive one is that he moved more people from welfare to work. But the second thing that he did, which I thought was very damaging, was he signed Telecom 96, which, once again, is a deregulation move. But when Bill Clinton took over from Ronald Reagan, what was the deficit picture like then?
Well, the deficit was pretty hot and heavy during the Reagan years.
All right, well, wait a minute.
We had the peace dividend. We had the collapse of the Soviet Union.
Okay, but if we had the peace dividend, then maybe you can explain to us why military spending never shrank.
It did shrink. It shrank quite a bit.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I think you need to look your facts up. It didn't shrink. And as a matter of fact, it, not only did it not shrink, but we also ordered a lot of programs to be done that we didn't really need. One of the biggest ones and one of the biggest boondoggles was Star Wars. But look, you and I are not going to agree on this, and that's fine. And to me, trickle-down is a joke, and to you, it's something that's real. But it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't justify what we originally first were talking about. The fact that you have right-wing talk show hosts who get on the air and scream that Obama wants to gas the Jews like Hitler. Now, do you think that that's rational adult conversation and commentary?
Well, I mean, it's no more rational. It's not rational, right?
No, and there's no...
Also, all the Bush-Hitler stuff is not rational
either. Well, yeah, but I don't know of anybody who's been on the air claiming that, and if they have, they're wrong. Don, I've got to go, man. Thanks. I appreciate your call. All right. Coming up. Well, you know what? I think I'll just surprise you. How about that?
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson will be facing a skeptical audience when he testifies to Congress in 30 minutes. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, why is Paulson on the spot?
Well, Frank, House members are very worried about the impact of the financial meltdown, and they want answers on changes in the administration's bailout strategy. Treasury Secretary Paulson told a Wall Street Journal conference last night the rescue has stabilized the financial system.
We've taken the actions we needed to take with the resources we had at hand and the capacities.
Paulson and Fed Chairman Bernanke will face tough questions on a shift in strategy, starting with the decision not to use the bailout fund to buy bad mortgages, and then plans to let the next administration decide how to use the second half of the rescue package, Frank.
Religious leaders from around the country and homeowners facing foreclosure will converge on the Treasury building 2 hours from now. Pastor Lucy Colin is one of the organizers.
We'll be gathering to pray for a solution as big as the problem to this deepening foreclosure crisis.
Anybody who's somebody in Detroit is in Washington to make the case for a $25 billion government lifeline for the auto industry. CBS's Jim Axelrod says top industry executives and the head of the UAW will argue that American workers can't afford to see the car companies go under.
The car makers are saying, look, it's not just three automobile companies. It's literally hundreds of thousands of people employed in all 50 states.
But critics say giving the big three a blank check will only mean business as usual and delay their inevitable collapse. A report the government released a short time ago shows how far and how fast energy prices have fallen. October wholesale prices, led by the plunge in energy, fell 2.8%. That's the biggest one-month decline in more than 60 years of record-keeping. Core inflation at the wholesale level, excluding food and energy, rose 0.4%. Some drugs doctors use to save the lives of premature babies may have a serious side effect. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato, what's the risk, Barry?
Cells in the part of the brain that controls movement can be permanently damaged by two steroids used to help premature infants develop proper lung function. Washington University researchers found these toxic effects in babies when the drugs were administered to pregnant women or newborns up to 3 months of age. They hope in the future natural hormones can be used as a safe alternative to these man-made steroids. Frank?
Nearly half the doctors surveyed by the Physicians Foundation said they've had it with insurance company paperwork and government red tape and want to cut back or pack it in over the next 3 years. Walker Ray is a foundation spokesman.
We already have a doctor shortage, and we're talking about losing doctors in a manner that would be an exodus that the medical system really couldn't survive.
Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down more than 7 points. This is CBS News.
When it comes to holiday recipes, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Amy's Google page with Yahoo and filled her kitchen with live turkeys.
Oh, my!
Wait till you see how Yahoo Search can help with recipes.
Did that turkey just type pumpkin pie?
Yep, which instantly gives us this drop-down menu
suggesting a ton of recipes and cooking ideas. Help
helpful.
Cool. Now, how about dinner?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Nibble, nosh, savor, devour.
Kim, what are you talking about?
What I'm going to do with the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club.
Holiday Taste of
Sam's Club, where I can sample the perfect holiday meal before I host my own. Lobster ravioli, spiral glazed ham, decadent chocolate layer cake.
Ooh.
Live chef events, too.
Don't miss the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club. Friday, November 21st through Sunday, November 23rd, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join during the event and receive a $10 gift card. Restrictions apply. See club for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A nonstop flight between Denver and Tokyo? Colorado officials are working on it. DIA Aviation Director Kim Day telling Japanese officials that Denver's a fit for Al Nippon Airways.
We are a Star Alliance hub, and ANA is a member of the Star Alliance. So they can co-share with United, with Lufthansa, with U.S. Air.
Day, part of a 40-person delegation led by Governor Ritter, traveling through Japan and China this week. A nonstop flight between DIA and London resumes in March. United Airlines stopped flying the route in October because of high fuel costs. Those costs have fallen and demand exists, so United again plans to fly nonstop to London next March through October. Which fast tracks lines to complete and which to shorten? Metro area mayors letting RTD officials have it at a meeting last night. At issue, whether enough federal money will be left over to build lines beyond the project's core destinations and exactly where those additional lines would be built. And Jefferson County officials looking into a potential case of child abuse after deputies found a boy living in a filthy home, the condo in the Marina Point complex near C-470 in Wadsworth. Neighbors tell 9 News the home had feces a foot deep along with garbage everywhere.
I can't believe that they lived like that. It's just not forgivable.
The boy had been staying at the condo part-time with one parent. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it is a tough drive this morning if you're out east, 225, trying to get across Aurora. We had that earlier crash southbound 225. It was in between Mississippi and Iliff. And there's still going to be a little activity off in the median, the right shoulder. There aren't any lanes of the highway blocked, but stop-and-go traffic almost all the way back up towards I-70 on that southbound drive. You might want to use those major arterials, the side streets. And it's keeping northbounders backed up on the approach to Parker Road, getting up past the scene of the crash. Once you clear it, though, not too bad as you continue your drive up towards I-70. Just starting to find the backups. Eastbound C-470 in between Broadway and University. That's a heavy ride in from Lakewood this morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue loaded up from just after Sheridan on in. And just starting to find the backups westbound Highway 36, Sheridan getting up past 104 Church Ranch. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online. Classes start January 5th. Register now. Get details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Emotional, intellectual talk for discerning and mature, consenting adults. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 81. Turk's got 77 for the high. So one thing's for sure, it's going to be unseasonably warm today. Nice to have you along, 303-713-7600. Johnny Cash's America CD DVD giveaway is going to go on sometime this hour. Callers 1 and 2 at 303-631-2760. That's 303-631-2760. Just be caller number 1 and 2 when you hear the Johnny Cash tune. Winners automatically are entered to win the grand prize of a box set live at Folsom Prison, courtesy of Sony Legacy Records. which will make a great, great gift.
I want to keep that thing. It came to the station, and we got to give it away.
Yeah, what a drag.
I know, what a drag. Wouldn't that be nice for our catalog here?
Yeah, it'd be great. We should keep it and play some of the tunes off of it. But nevertheless, we got to give it away. We can't keep it. It's not like the old days in radio where that stuff would come, and you could keep that stuff. Or like a general manager that I worked for in Chicago who would raid the prize closet on a regular basis and had lawnmowers, color TVs, and barbecue sets, which he would then, no, I'm serious, which he would then give out. Because he was able to park in downtown Chicago.
Christmas presents for the holidays?
No, he was able to park in downtown Chicago every single day. And how he did it was he would give the guy who ran the parking garage, here, have a color TV. That kind of stuff. And so then the radio station, we had nothing to give away except be the 10th caller for a quart of motor oil. Because that's all we had left.
All the good swag went to the boss.
He sucked it all up and put it in his garage.
Yeah, they got laws that regulate that kind of stuff now, Jay.
That's right, but they didn't back in those days.
Yeah, you got to sign like a 50-page release now when you get hired in radio.
Right. You got to sign a Payola disclaimer form. But back in those days, they didn't have that. So I was working at this radio station, and we were competing against another radio station, and the other radio station was doing cash call. Don't answer your phone, hello. Answer your phone, WMAQ is going to make me rich. Meanwhile, we're sitting over there going, caller number 20 for a case of Bardol. That's disgusting. You sat there and thought, oh, God, what have I done? Stuck at this radio station. All right, let's move on to something more relevant. Forget about that. Culture wars have always been a big part of the American political scene. And one of the biggest purveyors of culture wars in this country is Focus on the Family. Now, they're going to cut 202 jobs at their headquarters. They announced that on Monday, that they will cut 202 staff positions at its Colorado Springs headquarters beginning at month's end. Of these jobs, 149 are filled and 53 positions are vacant, officials said. About 20% of the positions are in management. Most of the jobs end November the 28th. However, some will be phased out in December through February. These losses and 46 layoffs announced by the ministry in October will bring its staff size to about 950. That's down from 1,200 last year, said Focus's Chief Operating Officer Glenn Williams. And Focus on the Family is one of the biggest purveyors of culture war issues that there are in this country. And Mike Litwin has a great column this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Let me just read a little bit of it to you. In case you were worried that Barack Obama's election meant the end of the long-running culture wars in America, do not despair. All apparently is not yet lost. Our friends down in Colorado Springs at Never Say Die Focus on the Family are still out there fighting to the bitter end. Once again, and with feeling, they're on the front lines in the annual war against the war on Christmas, or more precisely, the annual war against the phony, baloney, non-existent war on Christmas, a war that resides only in the minds of people like James Dobson and Bill O'Reilly and those who persist in listening to them. That they're still fighting a war that doesn't actually exist is, a perfect metaphor for the entire movement. I know what you're thinking. You thought voters had sent a strong message in November about the ending the distractions and facing up to all the serious issues confronting us. After all, Obama takes office in January looking at some real challenges. Let's see. There are a couple of real wars being fought with real people dying. There's also the collapse of financial markets, and not to mention your 401k. And while we're at it, the value of your house. There's the GM on the verge of bankruptcy. There's the trillion-dollar budget deficit. And there's, of course, the whole Lindsay Lohan, Scarlett Johansson dust-up. But if Obama's election seems to be about, in part, dropping the big one on the culture wars, Focus on the Family apparently didn't get the memo. Focus put out its own memo instead, calling for, without calling for, a boycott of so-called Christmas-unfriendly stores. This would be the stores who use anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-focus word holiday as happy holidays, as in happy holidays, the anti-American Bing Crosby song. Personally, I'm still steamed about Matt Holiday, which is a whole different issue, but still a lump of coal the Rockies put in our collective holiday stocking. Focus put out a list of Christmas-friendly retailers, Christmas-negligent retailers, and Christmas-offensive retailers. The offenders are the happy holiday users who might believe that some holiday shoppers don't celebrate Christmas. It's a small thing. No, check that. It's an absurdly small thing. Now, you know these culture wars have been used in the past. And it's been kind of like, how do I put this? It's kind of a hangover of the 60s, kind of into the 70s, kind of into the 80s, into the 90s, into the year 2000, of the same wedge issues, like the war on Christmas, the war on Easter, the overhyping of the element of gay rights, the whole grab your guns scenario, the whole woman's right to choose scenario. All of these things, which if you think about them, and Mike Litwin is pointing this out, are huge, huge distractions about tiny things when considering we're facing down a bad economy, one of the worst most of us of people have seen in our lifetimes, and the fact we've got two wars going on, which doesn't seem to be discussed anymore. Now, I'm not saying that gay rights is not an important thing, because I believe that it is. But I believe that the cultural rights continuing, firing up this as a weapon is absolutely counterproductive, and it's ridiculous. Then, of course, the war on Christmas and the war on Easter are totally and completely ridiculous. And grab your gun because Obama's going to take your gun away is also another stupid issue. And when it comes to a woman's right to choose, then that is a serious issue, but nobody's going to have the right to choose anything unless we straighten out the problems that face the country. And my question to you this hour is, did the election of Barack Obama, the overwhelming election of Barack Obama, send a message that the culture wars don't work and that the culture wars are over? Does it send that message, or did and Focus on the Family down in Colorado Springs didn't get the message, and neither did some other people, who like to wage in culture war activities, that either they didn't get the message, or that we haven't finally climbed out of that trench where these things can be used as issues to drive wedges between people, and not only drive wedges between people, but keep us from coming together and getting something productively done about the things that and the challenges that are facing this country, which are the economy, number one, and we can't forget about Iraq, and we can't forget about Afghanistan, and energy, and health insurance, because when you see, like I did on Saturday, kids and families that have no health coverage whatsoever, which is something that most of us can't envision. And there are 47 to 48 million Americans who don't have any, and then there's a whole group of people who are underinsured. Are we going to sit around and have discussions about chocolate Jesuses? Are we going to sit around and have discussions about the authenticity of Barack Obama's birth certificate? Are we going to have discussions about the war on Christmas? What war on Christmas is there? Or the war on Easter, which they'll revive in the spring? Or gay rights, in which dirty homosexuals have no business in our society? Which would you rather have a debate with somebody about? Gays and lesbians or the economy? So have we passed over this cultural war divide? And has the Obama campaign finally put this to rest? Or is it still going to be effective? In other words, are we still going to have things on the Colorado ballot, like the personhood amendment, in which people are going to have a debate about the very idea that an egg is a life, and, you know, get into all that stuff, instead of concentrating on the things that we really need to address in this state, such as the infrastructure, water problems, and population growth, and the pine beetle problem, and so many other things. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Get off your half moons. Don't suck free energy off the radio. 303-713-7600. Are we over the culture wars, is this going to still continue to be an effective tool to divide us and to keep us divided and to keep us from becoming cohesive? And I got two lines open on this, so let's go. Let's talk about it. There's no right or wrong. There's only your opinion. Then we'll get to what phone calls we do have coming up after Mr. Turk does the traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still sluggish getting out of Aurora on 225 for both northbounders and southbounders. The reason, a early crash between a semi and a car. Still those on the scene there seeing delays on the southbound side from 70 all the way down to Iliff where that crash occurred. On the northbound side, going to hit it after that Parker curve. Also looking at stop-and-go speeds as the backups extend on southbound 25, beginning now at 58th Avenue as you approach Spear Boulevard and into downtown. Also really sluggish in Commerce City as you travel westbound on 76th at 74th Avenue. Eastbound C-470 on the south end also full for you from Santa Fe up to University, even up maybe even to Quebec. Also sluggish on the turnpike for both east and westbounders beginning around Sheridan Boulevard. Your forecast, mostly sunny, possible record-breaking heat with the high of 70s.
An urgent message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your holiday travel? Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel stay this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence? I have no idea. Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, November 23rd, to save on your hotel.
Valid for travel levels 17-18-131-9, but by 11-23-08, see site for details.
Families can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado. Aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're getting ready to get into another Colorado winter, although you wouldn't tell it by today, that's for sure. And if you're looking to downsize to a more fuel-efficient SUV, or you want to downsize, period, to a more fuel-efficient vehicle, maybe you want a four-wheel, all-wheel, or front-wheel drive, the place to go is Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and it's really a family atmosphere, and they're always there to give you a friendly helping hand. Yeah, they want to make money, but they also want to leave a good impression on you because they realize the word of mouth is the most popular advertisement there is. And Mary and I have been dealing with Rockies for almost 12 to 13 years now and have had really, really good luck. And why not? Because the people at Rockies obviously care. I mean, these are the same people who put on Operation Freebird. Now, don't forget, at Rockies Autos, they have their matching down incentive. They've got good, rock-solid financial institutions that are not predatory that are looking to do business with you. They'll show you the book price on any vehicle that they have. It's to go. There's no doubt about it. And their new summer, new winter hours, rather, are 9 to 8, Monday through Saturday. But if you come close to 8, they're not going to shut the gate. That's Rockies Autos. Good folks, 63rd and Federal.
With its exclusive IQ Roots technology, the new TomTom Go uses actual drive times to give you something no other GPS device can. The fastest way to get anywhere, each and every time. TomTom. Go confidently.
Randy Rose.
I'm watching Rush Limbaugh. Like, they had a clip of him. He was wearing a polo shirt, and his breasts are bigger than mine now. He needs a bro. He needs a man's ear. And he's got really large. I don't know what he's eating, drinking, smoking, snorting, shooting, swallowing these days, but maybe it's because he loves Sarah so much he wants to be her. It was crazy.
The Randy Rhoads Show, afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Okay, so it's obvious that I suck and should get out of the business because nobody's calling on this culture war issue, but I'm real hip to go on this. I just wonder if we're seeing some type of incredible sea change here in this country. High today could reach 81. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I know, I'm getting a little loud, aren't I? I'm one of these, like, shouters. I don't mean to be. But this is something that, what, we've been hearing now for, gee, I don't know, how many years? What, 35, 40 years? These culture things? What has this gotten us? It really hasn't gotten us anywhere. I mean, there's some people out there who just don't get the... I don't think get the message. Or maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe there's no message to get. But doesn't the division in this country bother you deeply? And what I mean by that is the division in this country, we've got problems to solve. I think we can solve them. I think this is a bright and great country with very, very ingenious minds. And we can get this stuff done with these ingenious minds, but we can't get it done if we're fighting over all of these little cultural war issues, which pale in comparison to the basic fact that we have to turn segments of this country around. One of them is the economy, and the other one is get out of Iraq. So are we going to talk about that? And here in Colorado, we've got issues. Infrastructure, water problems. We need to be more aggressive in getting on the forefront of alternative energy because there's money to be made there. And the economy is going to hurt us here, too, with the ski resorts and everything else feeling the rippled effect. All right, stand by. The Johnny Cash America CD-DVD giveaway sometime this hour. Callers 1 and 2 at 303-631-2760. Do that. Call us when you hear the Johnny Cash tune. Winners automatically entered in for to win the grand prize of the box set Live at Folsom Prison, courtesy of Sony Legacy Records. Here's David in Berthoud. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's nice to talk to you. I've never called in before.
Oh, nice to have you on.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank you. You know, my wife is a very progressive, kind woman, a nurse, and she's been so depressed that she can't watch the news for the last year. And about 8 weeks ago, she said, hey, honey, there's this AM 760. I can listen to the news all day long, and I don't get depressed.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, I actually called in to crap with some Silverman the other day about this focus on the family nonsense. And, you know, it's interesting. We're using conservative lexicon here to describe these three categories of support or lack thereof for Christmas. They are friendly, negligent, and offensive. And excuse me, what happened to positive, neutral, and negative? Positive would be Merry Christmas. Neutral would be Happy Holidays, which includes everybody in our country and everybody in the world. And negative would be Bah Humbug or Praise Satan. You know, and I'm just like, what is wrong with these people? So culture wars continue. They're going to continue. I think progressives are going to have to really step up and stop saying, you know, I just want to be civil. I just want to be nice. I just want to sit back and, you know, live my life and not judge others. And they're going to have to get out there, and they're going to have to deal with these people head on, not with violence, but they're going to have to say, I disagree with you. I disagree with you, as often as they have to.
You don't think that the election of Barack Obama has kind of sent a message to everybody but focus on the family that, hey, that stuff doesn't work? I mean, all the cultural wedge issues, for instance, that were on the on the ballot, most of them, in fact, I think all of them, went down to defeat, didn't they?
Yes, but I still think, because I live in Weld County, which is, you know, extremely conservative, and thank goodness we voted Betsy Markey into office instead of Marilyn Musgrave, but, you know, the thinking of a lot of the folks in rural areas in particular is not. They're still stuck in these culture war things. They think the big issues in America are gay marriage, you know, and abortion. And these kinds of things I still think are being promulgated by the right as ways to be wedges. Now, I do agree with you that there was a big message being sent that it's like, let's get down to the real stuff, like what I call the future.
Yeah,
the future.
Yeah.
Living in the past is no longer an option for Americans. It's just not an option. And the focus on the family people are reprehensible to me in the way they treat other human beings, which is contradictory to the faith they espouse, you know.
You don't think that the election of Betsy Markey in Weld County, you don't think the election basically sent a message? Because, I mean, Marilyn Musgrave's big hang-up was always gay rights. Apparently,
yes.
People just got fed up with that.
Right. No, I believe it sent a message, but I guess what I'm just trying to say is this. There is still a minority, but not an insignificant minority, of people that would love to continue culture wars. And just because they're a minority doesn't mean they're not going to be causing a lot of difficulty. And so that's, I think that's really my point here, is that, you know, to think that we overwhelmingly rejected all of this venom is, I think, a little premature. You know, you can hear on the conservative talk radio already, they're going after Barack Obama.
But you know something, though? You know something, though? They were going, and I was talking about this the first hour, they were going after them. They were going after him before, and they failed to stop his election. How much power do they really have?
Well, with the ignorant, they have quite a bit of power. I mean, you know, really, look at Sarah Palin. You know, my wife and my take on the election was that she appealed to any listeners who thought she was hot or whatever else, but she appealed to the ignorant voter, the person who's only concerned about one or two issues,
well,
and the rest of the world doesn't much matter.
Then there must not have been enough of them, because he certainly didn't prevail at ballot box.
I agree with you completely, and I am absolutely delighted. This is the first year in my life, I'm 58 years old, that I've ever contributed financially to campaigns. I contributed to every single campaign where I thought it would make a difference for progressive thinking in this country, including Minnesota, Franken, all of that, you know. And, you know, I didn't do it because I'm rich. I did it because I'm desperate. I'm freaked out. Now, I'm one of these people who is helping out a larger extended family. My wife and I, our children are grown, but we have five relatives living in our house right now from age 13 to age 80. They are infirm, they are handicapped, they are young, they are broke, they are poor, they've lost their jobs due to the economy, you name it. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that when we talk about culture wars, if progressives could be seen more often as the kind of people that step up and do what my wife and I do and what millions of other progressives do, instead of these folks on the family folks who say, you know, they're protecting Christmas from having Christ ripped out of it, I think that the shift that we are seeing right now will continue to go in a much more positive way and against the kind of haters that we see coming out of.
I agree. We should speak out. But I just wonder if we've crossed some kind of divide here. Maybe I'm wrong. David, thank you, man. Great call.
You're welcome. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Tom.
What's up, man?
You tell me.
I haven't talked to you since before the election.
Yeah, so what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Goodbye, GOP. Kiss them goodbye.
Well, all right, what about these culture war issues? Are they dead?
Hey, you know, this is interesting what you're talking about. You know, Jay, look, I've got a real hang-up with this gay marriage thing. You know, why somebody's got a problem with gay people getting married, that bothers me. You know, but you know what? I think we're going to drown that out. I think eventually that's just going to be drowned out.
So you basically believe we're walking across that divide?
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just so stupid. I mean, why anybody's got a problem with a couple of gay people getting married? I mean, that's just silly, Jay. It's just silly. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Well, I just like to ask people, what would they rather do? Would they rather engage in these nonsense arguments about, you know, the war on Christmas, the war on Easter?
Yeah, I know.
Whether
I know.
Two men or two women, two men or two women want to be together? I mean, we're going to talk about that, or do you want to talk about what's really threatening this country, what's really threatening the state of Colorado, which is water problems and infrastructure, and all of the other, you know, money we get from the federal government, which is, you know, which the spigot is being turned off because the economy is in such bad shape, and also a loss of jobs in this state and home foreclosures. I mean, what do you really want to talk about? I mean, and Dobson sits down there, and he must be in some kind of weird bubble.
So what you're saying is, hey, let's focus on really what matters.
Well, yeah, I mean, how are you going to have a discussion about whether a man and a woman, you know, want to live together, a man and a man or a woman and a woman, or about the war on Christmas, which is a phony baloney war, as Mike Litwin points out, or do you want to have a discussion about home foreclosures in Colorado?
Yeah, see, exactly. Thanks, Jay. I mean, you're doing a good job there. I mean, yeah, I know. These are silly topics that we're wasting our time on. When we got to talk about reality, You know, let's talk about what's really pressing us and messing up our society, because it's not gay marriage. You know, it's not homosexuals. They are not rotting the American core. You know, economic issues are, and that's what we have to deal with. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And you've got somebody who's barely trying to hold on to their home, then that trumps everything else. Plus, we got two shooting wars going on too, which we need to solve. Tom, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jay.
All right, take care. 7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Well, instead of taking care, let's take Turk with a look at traffic.
JB's still working that crash, blocking the shoulder southbound 225 around Iliff, causing some stop-and-go conditions all the way back to I-70. So the southbound side of 225 is going to be a real jam for you this morning. Northbound also sluggish there, and once you get past the Parker Curve. Also looking at stop-and-go jam southbound 25 after 58th Avenue. Also on eastbound C-470 down at Highlands Ranch from Santa Fe up past University. Got a couple surface street crashes out there. One southbound Federal just near I-70. Also one at downtown on 20th Street. Now it is blocking the entrance ramp to southbound 25. Your forecast, mostly sunny, possible record-breaking heat. Look for a high around 77. Jay says 81. Current record 74 set in 1995. Right now 50 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You'll pay less every day at Freeway Ford. Guaranteed. Right now at the Freeway. Get an 09 Escape or Fusion for just $14.9. That's the newest.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yone, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers five times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Some search engines can lead you right to dangerous links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Melissa's Google page with Yahoo and put a wild boar in her closet.
Why is my closet squealing?
Well, only Yahoo Search has McAfee protection built in to warn you of hidden dangers.
Like a pig in your closet?
Like viruses and spyware. Watch. Yahoo puts a red alert by potentially unsafe sites so you know where not to go.
That's helpful. Nice, Piggy.
Switch to Yahoo Search, the safer way to get straight to your answers at Yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
This is a limited-time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
I'm Keith Larson. My wife Marin and I own and operate the Broadway Full Service Car Wash in Englewood. For 11 years, we've been providing our customers with the best quality and value for the dollar. I know there are many places to get your car washed, but if quality and satisfaction are important, then we want to earn your business. You can also avail yourself of our express detail services. Your satisfaction is our only goal. We're a block and a half north of Bellevue on the west side of Broadway. Stop in. Let us make your car look great, inside and out. Thank you.
Hi, Jan Levin here. Some people call me President of Purity Products, and some people call me nuts, because I'm so darn sure you'll feel amazing and have more energy when you try my omega-3 super fish oil capsules. I'm giving them away for free. That's right, I've authorized a nationwide giveaway just to prove to you how much better you can feel. Stay tuned and find out how you can get a free bottle after this commercial. It's no secret how important fish oil is for a healthy heart, smooth skin, limber joints, even focus and concentration. And my Ultra Pure, Ultra Strength Omega-3 Super Fish Oil has up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Plus, it's mercury-free. Okay, let's give them the number so they can call in for their free bottle.
Feel the difference of Omega-3 Super Formula. Call 1-800-600-5591. Try it before you buy it. Get your free bottle and also free skin rejuvenating serum by calling 1-800-600-5591. That's 1-800-600-5591.
Well, now, if I were you,
love,
I might consider the number 303-631-2760.
And it makes a fiery rain.
By the way, this song written in Johnny Cash's kitchen by a gentleman by the name of Merle Kilgore, the late Merle Kilgore. And where do you think they got the idea from? Looking at Johnny Cash's stove. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 81. Could be as high as 81. We're talking about the cultural wars and about Mike Lippman's column today Litwin's column, I'm sorry, in the Rocky Mountain News, and about how the culture wars could be over, but apparently nobody told focus on the family. Let's go to Janet in Westminster. Janet, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm almost to work, so I got a few more minutes I can talk.
Okay, good. It's all yours.
But I was listening to the topic, and a few callers ago, I really agreed with that one guy. But I was thinking that a lot of these talk show people and Fox News and all these people don't want the culture divide to end because they'd be out of a job. Like, take, for instance, here locally, Dan Kaplis, what would he talk about? And then nationally, you know, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, all them, what would they talk about?
Well, apparently, whatever they talk about, apparently when they were talking about and throwing everything but the kitchen sink at Barack Obama, apparently it didn't take, it didn't work.
I agree, and I think that this election is the beginning of hopefully bridging this whole divide eventually. I just think it's going to take time, and I'm enjoying turning off the TV and the radio. I mean, I was totally engaged in the election. I was like many folks. For the first time, I donated. For the first time, I caucused, you know. But now I'm just keeping that positive flow by turning it off.
Well, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and I have that same tendency to want to do the exact same thing too. And I stay, and I definitely do not listen to those folks sitting on the right side of the dial because they're not proposing any solutions. I mean, all they're doing is just attacking and focus on the family with this whole war on Christmas business. As Mike Litwin points out this morning, it's a phony baloney thing. I mean, it's like, why are we debating this when we should be debating on how to fix the infrastructure in the state? And about water problems and home foreclosures. And the question is the public ready to take on those tough challenges? Or do they really want to sit down and have a squabble over whether some business says Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays?
Absolutely. You know, they're so ignorant to the wide diversity in this country. I mean, I'm personally an American Buddhist. You know, I send out Happy Holiday cards to everybody I want to send cards to, you know, and I appreciate getting back that type of a card, you know, but once in a while, my sister-in-law, you know, it's a very religious card, just the ignorance there, you know.
Whatever happened to the idea of accommodation?
Right.
Or how about tolerance?
Yeah, no, it doesn't go along with this black and white dogma, you know, thinking. I don't think so either,
but I wonder if the election sends a message that we're definitely over that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, all the culture war stuff, as I pointed out before, that were in the were amendments on the ballot, all of them failed.
Yeah. No, I think it's the beginning. It's just a great start we're off to, and it's up to each individual person now, you know, to keep it going and, you know, within yourself to not have this divide affect, you know, or run your life, you know. So.
Yeah, I would agree. Have a great day at work, and thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. See you later. Let's go to Francis in Highlands Ranch. Francis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
As I pointed out to the person when I called, to me, the true mark of an intellect is someone that focuses on the betterment of man rather than individual ideas, because everyone is going to have their own idea, and it's the combination of those ideas and the culmination of those ideas make the betterment of the whole work. And in focusing on the infrastructure of what would be best to suit each and every man who contributes at their own level towards progressing in a more positive light, those things that we poke each other in the eye over, such as you're black, I'm white, you're rich, I'm poor, will be overcome when everyone is happy. And the only way I see to be happy is, yes, as you're pointing out in this show, that we need to concentrate on the greater good of man. Otherwise, we're all going to end up on a dead planet.
Well, the idea that somebody says Happy Holidays, And some people want to say Merry Christmas, and some people don't want to say anything at all. Well, by leaning on this business, like Focus on the Family's doing, it divides us. It makes it very hard for people to come together and to fix things. And I'll say it again. Which would you rather do? Would you rather have a debate on this holiday business, or would you rather have a debate on how to stop home foreclosures in Aurora?
Again, the betterment of the men, that would be making sure that each one is happy in their own belief. And that would be the foreclosure issues rather than the holiday greeting issues.
Yeah. You know what? You're absolutely right about that. So if the people at Focus on the Family really did care about their state and really did care about Colorado Springs or Denver or any of these areas, if they really cared about that, that's what they would be working on, not trying to get people to argue over whether, you know, the choice of saying Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays is the answer. It's kind of the same thing as I was saying yesterday, is that the economy is the way it is, so why would you turn around and agitate it and make it even worse and divide people having to face the difficult choices we've got, which includes two shooting wars that are going on, which barely get discussed now.
Yeah, you're right. The healing needs to happen. We need to get over this bickering and fighting over he said, she said, this is the way it should be said, blah, blah, blah. And let's help the people that need to be helped, not in how they say things or what it is that they say, but how each and everybody contributes to the betterment of man. And everyone here is included when I say man, man, woman, child, everything that has two legs and is contributing to society. And some people may not be contributing to society because they have not been given a chance. Everyone in America does have an opportunity, but they may not have a chance.
Well, that's right. They may not have the wherewithal. Francis, thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Yes, sir, bye.
All right. Let's go to Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Interesting topic. This gentleman that was just on a second ago was talking about the betterment of man. I think the problem is get 100 people in the room and you're going to have 100 different opinions on what the betterment of man entails. That's the problem. On the whole Christmas issue, the lady that called in a few minutes ago that's a Buddhist, I wasn't aware of any Buddhist holidays in December. So why she would be okay with a happy holidays but not okay with a Merry Christmas is beyond me. I mean, I don't know anybody that says Merry Christmas to somebody to be offensive. I know if somebody said to me, I'm Christian, but if they told me Happy Hanukkah, I wouldn't be offended.
Well, you know what? Why would we, with all the challenges that we have, why would we spend time debating this? Why wouldn't we just figure that if somebody went out of their way to say Happy Holidays to you, or Merry Christmas, or Happy Hanukkah, or Happy Kwanzaa, or whatever the case may be, then look at that as being an act of kindness and a gift, instead of looking at it as being some kind of a divisive wedge issue. And it doesn't make any difference whether the woman who called, whether she's Buddhist or Catholic or Jewish or whatever. There are a lot of people who celebrate Christmas, including myself, who look at it as being a non-secular holiday. Now, there are those who are looking at it being a secular holiday. Now, there are those who do not believe that it should be a secular holiday. And my answer to them is, fine, don't celebrate it as being one. But with all the things we've got facing us in this country and in this state, do you really think that we should be spending time debating about Christmas greetings and a so-called phony baloney war on Christmas?
Personally, Jay, I don't have a problem discussing Christmas and infrastructure.
But should we spend our time on these cultural war issues which divide us instead of unite us? Or should we roll up our sleeves, and if you get 100 different people in the room with 100 different opinions, it's better to have 100 different opinions than it is to only have one opinion, because diversity and give and take makes for a richer environment than a monolithic thought pattern.
Well, I don't think it's an either-or proposition. That's the difference between you and I.
Well, I don't think it's an either-or either. I just think it's a ridiculous proposition to sit and have that discussion.
when we've got people who are losing their homes. Don't you think that that's a better way to? Don't you think that would be more important?
Jay, you only think it's a ridiculous proposition if we don't agree with you.
All right, let me ask you this. Before I go, let me ask you this. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with me or not, because that's not how I see it. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Intellectually be honest about this. Which do you think most people would care about and what most people want to discuss? Do you think they want to discuss this whole so-called ridiculous... All right, no, never mind, I'll leave that out. Do you think they want to discuss the war on Christmas, or do you think they want to discuss about home foreclosures?
Well, I think some people are going to choose one or the other, and a lot of people will do both.
All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for your input.
All right, Jay, thanks. Have a good one.
7:49 minutes after the hour. What, John?
Jay, what would you rather have dialogue about, gay marriage or the economy?
The economy.
I mean, that's a given.
Well, Steve doesn't agree with it, but I think Steve likes to call up here and be a contrarian voice, and I appreciate that contrarian voice, but I just don't think he's being realistic.
I mean, it's like Focus on the Family's pumping over $500,000 into this Proposition 8 thing, you know?
And then they're laying people off.
And they're laying people off. This doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it's ridiculous. All right, 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour. And let's take a look at traffic now with John Turk.
Jay, traffic is really sluggish now in Aurora due to an earlier crash between a semi and a car there on the southbound side at Iliff. Still looking at jams there from 70 down past Mississippi. Also on the northbound side beginning around Parker Road. We do have a truck stalled in traffic. This affecting eastbound C-470 from Kipling all the way up to University. That truck is in traffic. And again, going to be real tough getting out of Littleton at Kipling Parkway. Also looking at jams in Commerce City, westbound 76 from 74th Avenue to 25. On 25, the usual jams from 58th Avenue up to downtown. Three surface street crashes, one at Chambers and Alameda, another at southbound Federal and I-70, and finally 20th Street. It's blocking the entrance to the ramp of southbound I-25. Your forecast, clear skies and warm again, as it looks like we'll be looking at record high temperatures this afternoon. The record is 74. That was set in 1995. Today, looking for a high of 77. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll save it.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is celebrating their Red Kettle Kickoff with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center Thursday, November 27. See the Red Shield's boys and girls basketball team, the Starlights cheerleaders, and the Salvation Army's brass band perform live. Festivities begin at 2:30 and the Nuggets play the New Orleans Hornets at 8:30. To purchase tickets, call the Red Shield at 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Ticket prices range between $20 and $35. Make it a night of fun and entertainment at Pepsi Center and see how you have touched the lives of so many children through your generous donations. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield. Doing the most good.
Wallets are very in right now.
When your vehicle is at its best, it's most fuel efficient. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, done. That was easy.
Maybe you should listen to your wallet more often.
Well, you're typically pretty quiet.
Well, I didn't want to be a pain in the...
Hurry in for the best deals we've had in years. Money-saving rebates on brakes, batteries, tires, and more. Visit your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury store. Or click FordNow.com. No appointment necessary. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. Fact source, fueleconomy.gov. See participating dealership for rebate details through 11:30:08.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance from the man, Michael Spear, Executive Vice President. Soon to be potentate. of the entire economic world.
I don't know about the man. I certainly am a man, but the man, I'm not sure that I can live up to that expectation there. The man is too big. I think that's reserved for you.
I think you should be taking Henry Paulson's job.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, that might be short-lived. Paulson, as you know, right now is testifying before the House Financial Services Committee. Ben Bernanke, I think, is joining him, the Treasury Secretary. And they've got some splaining to do. You've got some splaining to do.
Yeah, they got some big-time splaining to do.
Yeah, they do. Hey, here's $700 billion. We need $700 billion. Here's what we're going to use it for. Okay, we got it. Now we changed our minds. I mean, I'm not saying they're right or wrong. We hire brilliant people to make these decisions and offer us some suggestions. When I was on the city council in the big city of Carbondale, Colorado, we hired competent people and relied on them that took those positions to give us good information. We based our decisions in largely in part on what they recommended, and that's what we've been doing here. But we got Paulson doing some splaining right now. Look at that. I don't know if you've got the TV on in the studio there, but look at that. Look at that senator. I don't know what senator that is, but boy, look at him scowling at Paulson. And Paulson's tap dancing here a little bit.
Yeah, he's giving him grief. All right, what does the stock market look like this morning?
Well, the market's not doing a whole heck of a lot here, Jay. The Dow right now is up 35 points. NASDAQ Composite's up 2.75. The S&P is up 2. The Marvin, a.k.a. the Russell's up 2.5. So not a lot going on this morning. I think they're waiting to see how all this unfolds with Paulson and Bernanke today. We did get some pretty good news from Hewlett-Packard, which increased its forecast, saying that sales are vigorous and brisk compared to what was expected. So that's kind of helping the markets. But all in all, it's a pretty tough and treacherous market and environment to be investing without knowing what you're doing.
Well, yeah, that leads me to my next question. With all this financial warfare going on out there, people need good direction on what to do with their 401ks or portfolios, and you provide that at Presidential Brokerage.
We do, and I think it's a good time for people now to be shouldering the responsibility of putting together their own pension plan and their own retirement plan, and we can do that with you. There is a pension plan out there right now, an investment that we're using for pension plans that can ensure that your assets will increase by 7.2% a year. And so I think that's a pretty compelling plan. The old rule of 72 tells us that at 7.2% return, your money will double in 10 years. And so I think that's something that people ought to be talking to us about and learning about, because there are a lot of different investment vehicles out there right now, and you need to be aware of them, and we'll share that information with you at Presidential Brokerage.
All right. Here's the way to here's the electronic key to open up the vault of information. 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. I'll give it to you one more time. 303-749-2770. What I should have said is the telephonic key to open up the vault of information. Michael Spear, he works for Mary and I with our money. He can work with yours. Give him a call, 303-749-2770. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
See ya.
See ya.
I love when he does that. See ya. 756 AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're about to pay hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and we sell hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful, free, full-color catalog. 1-800-922-6269. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free catalog. 1-800-922-6269. 1-800-922-6269.
Good morning, 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour. Sunny, high today, could be anywhere from 77 to 81 degrees. You don't think I'm going to be on my bike today? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do my best to get on my bike unless my trainer says I got to work indoors, but I don't know how he could make that statement when it's going to be like it is today, because it's really, really, really going to be nice. And in a way, I guess that's a positive, but in a way, I guess it's a negative, because there are people out there who think we need more moisture and that we should have some snow. And there are those of the people out there like myself and others, like maybe you, who say, hey, any day of sunshine and any day of good weather, I'll take it if I can get it. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the world's smartest man, David Sirota, about a piece he wrote yesterday about Secretary Henry Paulson, his power and his money, and maybe Paulson, who's testifying right now in front of Congress, maybe Paulson may be on the ropes. The world's smartest man to talk about it next on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center celebrating their Red Kettle Kickoff with the Denver Nuggets at the Pepsi Center Thursday, November 27th. See the Red Shield's boys and girls basketball team, the Starlights cheerleaders, and the Salvation Army's brass band perform live. Festivities begin at 2:30 and the Nuggets play the New Orleans Hornets at 8:30. To purchase tickets, call the Red Shield at 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Ticket prices range between $20 and $35. Make it a night of fun and entertainment at Pepsi Center and see how you have touched the lives of so many children through your generous donations. If you'd like more information or to make a donation, call 303-295-2107. 303-295-2107. The Salvation Army Red Shield. Doing the most good.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Government officials who orchestrated the $700 billion financial rescue program are defending their work at a hearing underway on Capitol Hill. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. What have you heard so far, Barry?
That members of Congress, Frank, from both parties aren't happy that Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has decided not to use bailout money to buy up troubled mortgages. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney says credit is too tight and consumer confidence too low.
We're basically funding mergers and acquisitions, not lending. Why don't we fund organizations that will lend it?
Paulson is now defending his handling of the bailout. He says financial institutions have been stabilized. He's sure to face some tough questions ahead, Frank. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
CEOs of the big three car companies and the head of the UAW go before the Senate Banking Committee in a few hours to make the case for a $25 billion government loan to them. Ford's Alan Mulally told the CBS News early show the industry's survival is at stake.
It's not a bailout. It's a support and a partnership to continue through these toughest of times.
Skeptical senators say a government loan won't do any good unless the car companies change the way they do business. Wholesale prices fell almost 3% in October. University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi says we shouldn't be surprised.
Wholesale prices were down 2.8% because energy prices were down quite a bit, almost 13%. Food prices fell as well.
The overall decline was the biggest on record. Gift cards? Not this year. The National Retail Federation expects gift card sales to drop for the first time since it began keeping track 6 years ago. Federation Vice President Scott Krugman says a lot of shoppers would rather spend time looking for a cheap gift than spend cold, hard cash.
It looks like bargain hunters might be winning out over gift card buyers because gift cards don't go on sale.
At the Transportation Department a short time ago, President Bush announced action to cut holiday season flight delays. This includes opening restricted military airspace to commercial jets.
We're going to expand what we call these Thanksgiving express lanes to areas of the Midwest, the Southwest, and the West Coast, including the skies over Phoenix and Los Angeles.
Women who don't get enough sleep could be facing an increased cancer risk. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
New research suggests too little sleep can raise a woman's chances of getting cancer. Now, the study of nearly 6,000 Maryland women confirmed earlier findings that regular exercise lowers a woman's cancer risk. But now it appears those benefits may be wiped out if she isn't getting enough sleep. Cancer survivor Lisa Nemchek.
Anything that you can do to feel better, be healthier, is a no-brainer.
Nemchek says she, for one, will catch up on those Z's. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Officials have ruled out arson as the cause of the biggest of three major wildfires in Southern California. Another fire, they say, was man-made. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 14 points. This is CBS News.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh, boy, you've been robbed. Yep.
Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call Geico, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call Geico, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Time to go shop, shop till you drop. Traffic's a mess, has me distressed. No need to pout, Nuvi will reroute. Sale ends at 2, Nuvi gets me through. Miss traffic jam, Nuvi has a plan. No standing still, back roads a thrill. Look for the T on the Nuvi navigation tool. Even saves you fuel. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Nuvi with a T puts your mind at ease. Garmin.com, Garmin.com. Traffic data not available in all areas.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Signs of the flimsy economy everywhere. Denver city workers can take a day off without pay to save the city money. Mayor Hickenlooper emailing employees with the offer. The mayor says sales tax receipts are lower than expected. Focus on the Family says it's eliminating more than 200 positions, the largest staff cuts in the evangelical Christian group's 31-year history. Citing the faltering economy and a decline in donations, Focus officials say about 150 will lose their jobs by month's end. There is good economic news here and there. Winter heating bills won't increase as much as projected.
Bills are expected to be about 3% higher than they were last December, and even with a couple warm weather days, that might not even happen.
That's Xcel Energy's Mark Stutz. Which fast-track lines to complete and which to shorten? Metro area mayors giving RTD officials an earful at a meeting last night. At issue, whether enough federal money will be left over to build lines beyond the project's core destinations and exactly where those additional lines will be built. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we are running pretty full out across the highways if you're just getting out. Pretty standard delays, though, this morning. Southbound 225 still kind of reeling from earlier problems we had in between Mississippi and Islip. That accident long gone, but the backup start at I-70 and rolling in mid-20s. Just make that trip across Aurora. Then you can hit that stop and go from just after Parker Road all the way down towards I-25. That northbound side a little slow from Parker getting up past Islip. Both directions of the Boulder Turnpike jammed up, starting right around Sheridan as you travel east or west. And eastbound 6th Avenue, a slow roll from Wadsworth over towards I-25. That exit ramp to Federal have a pair of crashes that are blocking up the exit ramp. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers and save 10 cents per gallon at all participating King Supers fuel centers. Get details at King Supers. Right store, right price.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
It turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807. 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today anywhere from 77 to 81 degrees. Jay Marvin. Grossed out. You ever seen these little freezer bags that you put in the bag in your freezer and then you put it like in an ice chest? You've seen those bags? Have you seen those, John?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Ziploc freezer bags.
No, the ones that have liquid inside of them or some kind of coolant and you put
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, I got one that keeps my water cold and apparently it is broken.
Oh, no, like the blue jelly?
Oh.
Is that what you got in there, the blue jelly?
Slimy and all over the place.
That's funny.
All right. Henry Paulson is before Congress right now testifying. David Sirota for the Campaign for America's Future wrote a column called Stripping Paulson of His Remaining Power and Money. And, of course, David is the world's smartest man, and you see him all over the media. And his book out, his current book, is called Uprising, and you can see his writing at credoaction.com or davidsirota.com. And, David, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Jane, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Stripping Paulson of his remaining power and money. Now, you start this out by saying, remember when Doris Kearns Goodwin and the rest of the elite media socialites took to the studios of Charlie Rose's show to portray the opponents of the bailout as wild-eyed leftists? Well, it seems there's some serious bipartisan pushback going on. And one of the people you cite is, which I was shocked by, is U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe, who said Saturday that Congress was not told the truth about the bailout of the nation's financial system and should take back what is left of the $700 billion blank check it gave to the Bush administration. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. What we found out is that, well, we found out there's a lot of shenanigans on the bailout, that they're giving away money to banks, and we don't know all the banks that they're giving away money to. Paulson is in some ways hiding. They've redacted parts of the contracts that were supposed to be public for this money. Ben Bernanke has given away $2 trillion, and that's $2 trillion of loans, and has refused Bloomberg News' request to find out who is the recipient of those loans. And so Bush has to essentially request the release of the next $350 billion. And there is now a move afoot in Congress to block that request. And, you know, you mentioned Jim Inhofe said, you know, the right-wing Republican said that he thinks Congress has been lied to about what the bailout is going to be used for, who it's going to. You see the Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, another Republican, calling for an investigation into the conflicts of interest between the people running the bailout, who are former Goldman Sachs executives, and the recipients of the bailout. And my old boss, Bernie Sanders, is going to put forward legislation to essentially invalidate or just end the bailout at this moment so that no more money goes out the door. I'm reading a story this morning that somebody sent me from November 2nd from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, which goes over a number of economists talking about how bank lending has not frozen up at all, that there was a momentary a slight slowdown in bank lending, but that the idea that this has been an ongoing crisis is simply not true, that the data actually shows that bank lending never really fully freezed and never really was on the brink of freezing, which leads to the question of whether the bailout ripoff was even a bigger sleight of hand than we originally thought. So bottom line here is that there is a lot of questions being raised, and I have a sense that this bailout is going to be going to be at least halted for the time being, if not terminated.
Yeah, I was all for the bailout because I felt that we had to do something about the banks and about financial institutions. The thing that frustrates me is that these folks act like they can't put a two-car funeral together, and that this whole thing now has become muddied, and once again that the public's been dealt bitter medicine, and it jerks around public trust in institutions, and we've got this going on. Plus, now we've got the automobile problem going on, where if they let GM go down, you'll get 1 million or 2 million people on the unemployment rolls, which is insanity, and it's like we can't. I mean, you know what it is? It's like we got to wait till January the 20th for the adult to take over to try to figure out how to fix this problem that the kids can't put together and fix without trying to steal something or just basically, you know, screw it up.
Yeah, and you know, what's funny to me is that you've got all these elite pundits who are all for the $750 billion bailout and are all now raising flags and screaming bloody murder about a potential $25 billion bailout to the big three automakers. It's really a you know, it's just such a such a fascinating amount of hypocrisy, and I think it betrays a sort of class solidarity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wrote about this in my blog at jmarvinblog.com, that now what you're beginning to hear is, okay, the auto industry is in the shape it's in, not because Rick Wagner and all these folks misplanned, but because the unions had legacy entitlements.
Right.
And that it costs too much for them. And that the Asian car companies can manufacture vehicles cheaper. And nobody brings up the fact that, what is it, $1,500 to $2,800 is tagged on the top of producing each vehicle to pay for health insurance.
That's right. I actually saw a graph that showed different companies and how much they make or profit or lose per car. And the companies, essentially what it showed is that if you, the legacy costs, if you actually wipe away the health, if you did universal health care in this country, it would almost immediately move the big three from the red into the black per car. That is to say that right now, because we're the only industrialized country that doesn't have a universal health care system, that when you produce a car in a country that does have a universal health care system, it costs the company that much less to produce it because they're not having to shoulder the health care burden for their workers. This is the country where the big three do shoulder that burden, and so then we wonder, you know, why are those companies having profitability problems? Well, it's because our lack of a health care system has added a huge amount of burden onto them.
8:14, 14 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, the world's smartest man, David Sirota. Okay, so what we have is we've got the car industry in turmoil, which, by the way, Japan has now announced that it's in a recession. And even the Asian car manufacturers are taking a beating in the market here in the United States. And then you've got the bank bailout situation, which now has turned sour. And it's like, how are we going to unravel all of this and save the economy?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, there's no silver bullet answer. I think it's going to take something of an economic stimulus, something big. I think they're going to need to spend on infrastructure and perhaps health care in the range of 3 to 5% of GDP. That's what most economists say is needed to stimulate the economy. That's about $500 or $600 billion. There is news on the wire that Bush is probably not going to request the rest of the bailout money, fearing that Congress will reject him. So that gives us $350 billion that was previously obligated to actually put into stuff in the real economy. So that's good news. The question is how much, as you have raised, how much damage will be done forcing us to wait between now and January 20th? That's a long time in economic terms.
No, it's real long.
It's really long. And, you're seeing all these shenanigans on the Hill, and you saw the New York Times lead editorial today is demanding that Congress succumb to George Bush's demand to push the Columbia Free Trade Agreement with this economic stimulus, which, again, my last column was about how if the Democrats do that, they're going to rip apart their own coalition before the next president ever takes office.
Yeah, that's insanity on the part of the New York Times.
It's a messed up situation all around, and I don't know. In our democracy, this is the problem with our democracy, is that once the election happens, there's no accountability. So all of us are basically now sitting here essentially with the least amount of leverage that we will have. The closer you get to an election, the more leverage you have because politicians want votes. We're as far away from the next midterm election as we're going to be. It's right after the last election. So we're really just here along for the ride. And, it's not to say that we can't go out and contact our legislators or et cetera, but in this interim period, especially in a lame duck situation, it's really, we just got to sit back and watch. It's a very disempowering feeling.
Well, the thing that worries me, that really bothers me is, you've got this lump in the White House, and you've got guys like, for instance, James Shelby, who's a Republican from Alabama, sitting up there. Well, you know, bailing out the auto industry is just not right. Of course, I like to check his vote on the Wall Street bailout. And you got these people who can't seem to solve the problem, and what we're sitting here doing is we're sitting here watching all of this happen every single day, and we're waiting for the adult to come in and to fix it. And the adult is Barack Obama, who will do things that will ultimately make both sides mad, but at least he'll make a concerted, hardcore effort to straighten these problems out, where right now we're in a free fall with nobody being able to settle anything. And you've got Paulson and Bernanke who are basically not telling the truth about anything.
Right, and I guess the silver lining is that if we are to believe this Bloomberg News report that Bush is going to back off requesting more money, then at least they're not going to do any more damage. In other words, that the opposition to cutting a new check, remember, they forced the bailout to be basically two installments, which is a good reform. And so the sort of the bipartisan questioning of what's going on looks like it may have created enough pushback to make Bush sort of too legislatively afraid to ask for the second installment. So $350 billion is a lot of money. So if that bipartisan opposition is able to save us $350 billion, which we can use later, you know, I think that's a sign that the process is still barely vaguely working in this lame duck Congress. Let's hope that holds.
Meanwhile, if we don't do anything about about Wall Street and the financial situation, we don't do anything about Main Street, and we certainly don't do anything about the auto industry, where are we going to be 30 days from now?
It's really bleak. I mean, it's definitely really bleak. I mean, I'm of the belief that it's bad right now, but it's not, at least the financial sector, and I'll email you this story, and you can post it on your site. I'm of the belief that it's entirely possible that the financial situation has been wildly blown out of proportion. That if you actually look at the data about lending, because remember, that's what we were told that this was all about, that banks weren't lending to each other and weren't lending to business. If you actually look at the data suggests that the crisis was never as big as it was presented and isn't nearly as big as it's continuing to be presented as, which, if that's the case, it means we were, A, lied to, as Jim Inhofe has said, and B, that we might have, at least as it relates to the financial crisis, a little bit more breathing room than we've had, which is good because while Obama voted for the bailout, I certainly trust him to administer the bailout in a more prudent, less what I call kleptocratic way, less thieving way than the Bush cronies.
Well, one thing's for sure. You've got home foreclosures. You've got the automobile problem, the automobile industry problem. Nobody's addressing the CEO pay in Wall Street and the auto industry. And to me, the way to solve this with the auto industry is we should buy into it, force Rick Wagner and these people out, do what France did with Peugeot, make changes, and then sell it off once we can get it back on its feet. But if you turn 1 million to 2 million people loose on the unemployment lines, good God, we can't sustain that.
No, we cannot sustain that. That's right. We cannot sustain that. And, you know, I think that, look, if you and I sound gloom and doom here because of the next 2 months, you know, I think it's because we feel, you know, the very, very little power. I mean, we have very, very little power.
No, we have to sit. You're right. We have to sit here and tap our toes and wait.
Because George Bush doesn't care. He's not running for re-election.
No, he doesn't care.
The Republicans in Congress, there's a lot of lame ducks there who are going out of office. They don't care. So it's really, I mean, this is, look, I mean, not to make a, you know, sort of an academic point here, but this is part of the problem with the way we transition to power. Right? I mean, this sort of lag in the transition to power is we're now really feeling the negative effects of it. it's really not a good thing. And I will say this. I think Obama's decision to sit out, to resign from the Senate and basically sit out the next 2 months, I think that's kind of weak. I mean, I really do. I mean, I know he's not the president and doesn't have the power, but he certainly has the bully pulpit, and I think it's kind of weak for him to be sitting out and sort of saying, look, it's George Bush's problem, he's still the president. I mean, we need some leadership right now.
I don't know. I don't see it as being weak. I think he is exhibiting leadership by doing what he did on 60 Minutes the other night by talking about what's going on, and I have really high hopes and trust that what he's doing right now is he's working on it, and that as soon as he takes office, he's going to go bold.
But what I'm saying is that we need some public leadership about it. We need public pressure on Bush. You know, and really, to my mind, the only person who can apply public pressure on George Bush right now, the only person with a big enough platform right now is Barack Obama.
You want to know something? What we need is for George Bush to take the historic role of leaving the White House early due to the sword of economic Damocles hanging over our head and slink back to Crawford and shut his mouth and let the capable take over from the incapable. David, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show, and we count on seeing you on Friday.
Hey, thanks, Jay. Take care.
Okay. All right. There's David Sirota, 8:24, 24 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk takes control of traffic.
Jay, they've cleared that stall on eastbound C-470 around University, but still sluggish for you from Santa Fe all the way up past University. Also looking at the usual jams on 25 as you make your way southbound and into the city. First at 104th, that loosens up around 84th, and then going to bunch up for you again around 58th Avenue on the approach into downtown. Westbound 76, still full, beginning at 74th Avenue on the approach to I-25. Also checking an accident on the exit ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to Federal, seeing small backups around Wadsworth. Also got a crash southbound Federal around I-76 and two separate crashes at Chambers and Alameda. Your forecast, clear skies and warm again. It looks like we could break some temperatures records today as far as temperature-wise records.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Sharp HD TVs and Sony Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Disney Pixar's WALL-E, rated G, is coming on Blu-ray and DVD November 18th. So now, you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the Xcel solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your bank account to take a look at what Rockies has to offer, because you can definitely get the most bang for your auto buck at Rockies. They have their matching down incentive. They want to see your trade, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle that you're interested in. So whether it's an SUV, whether it's a small car to get great gas mileage, maybe you want something exotic, or maybe it's a van for the entire family. Whatever it is, Rockies Autos has got it. And they've got new winter hours now. They're open Monday through Saturday, anytime between 9 and 8. But if you come close to 8, they're not going to close the gate. Rockies Autos, get out there and see my man Spanky Herrera and Isaac Harris and all the folks at Rockies, because they're out there and they're willing to help you. Rockies Autos, they're located at the fabulous location of 63rd and Federal. I wanna grow up, wanna-
gonna be a Toys R Us kid.
It's the last week of our Toys R Us Big Toy Book event. Wowee, buy one, get one 20 bucks off all Wii games priced at $29.99 or more. Get free toys when you purchase hot deals from Cars, Lego, Mega Blocks, and Tops. Shop the largest Fisher-Price selection and get our lowest prices of the season on the Laugh and Learn Kitchen. Saturday, get a free $10 gift card with any purchase of $75 or more. Toys R Us, where kids are a big deal. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nibble, nosh, savor, devour.
Kim, what are you talking about?
What I'm going to do with the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club.
Holiday Taste of
Sam's Club, where I can sample the perfect holiday meal before I host my own. Lobster ravioli, spiral glazed ham, decadent chocolate layer cake.
Ooh.
Live chef events, too.
Don't miss the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club. Friday, November 21st through Sunday, November 23rd, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join during the event and receive a $10 gift card. Restrictions apply. See club for details.
Just because your kid wants chocolate cake doesn't mean you have to give your kid chocolate cake.
Mario Solis Merritt.
Just because America wanted SUVs doesn't mean that that's all you could have made. I hate the way Robitussin tastes. Absolutely hate it. Makes me gag. But it's the only thing that clears up my chest, and I eat it. We can, as adults, do things that we don't like the taste of.
Mario Solis Marriage, afternoons at 4.
And for me, supporting this auto bailout is exactly that type of a deal.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
829. 29 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jim.
Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl.
We can only go back to those days, right?
Have you seen those new Chuck Taylor Converse shoes with Jim Morrison on the side of them, the new Doors release?
Yeah, the Doors have got that bootleg thing that's being released, those old live concerts that they found.
Yeah, as well as the shoes. Have you seen the shoes?
Yeah.
Man, those are hot. And I guess they're going to release some Grateful Dead line as well on those.
Yep, absolutely.
Those are pretty sweet. I was looking at $50, Chucky Taylor Converse All-Stars with the Doors on the side of them.
Man.
I'm too old to wear Chucky Taylor Converse All-Stars with Jim Morrison on the side, though, aren't I?
Yeah, I am too. Jim Morrison. Gone, but never forgotten, as the old cliche says.
He was one of my heroes, I think, growing up, even though he wasn't really kind of a heroic figure. But
buried at the Pierre Lachaise Cemetery in Paris, France. I've been to his grave.
Is it all still got a bunch of graffiti all over it?
Oh, yeah.
And trash,
and candles and people standing around. And I never saw the Doors in concert. The only thing I remember about the Doors was the only way I ever heard them live was to stand outside the Whiskey A Go-Go when they were playing there and listen to them.
Yeah, my mom got to see him live in Oregon. She said he was up to his usual antics that became so popular in the movies and the books.
Yeah, Jim was kind of a madman, I think.
Yeah.
He really was. But it said, you know, that whole California-Venice kind of...
Yeah, romantic period.
Beat scene kind of morphed into the 60s, kind of like Hangout Von Dutch... Big Daddy, Ed Roth,
Andy
psychedelic
Warhol.
Acid. Well, Andy Warhol was an East Coast institution.
Yeah, but he was hanging out in L.A.
Ferris Gallery, that whole thing. All the rock and roll clubs. There's a great book called Riot on the Sunset Strip, Rock and Roll's Last Stand, which is really worth reading about all those groups and everything that went on at that time. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. What's going on with traffic?
Jay, we're still dealing with jams if you're making your way on southbound I-25, first from 104th down to 84th. And again, once you get closer to 58th Avenue, also on the south end, going to be busy on C-470 heading east due to an earlier stall there around University. Small backups down to Santa Fe. Also checking an accident on the exit ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue. This to Federal. It's affecting traffic on 6th Avenue back around Wadsworth. And we're still dealing with a couple side street crashes out there. One at Chambers and Alameda. Actually, there's two crashes in that area. Also one on southbound Federal around Interstate 76. Your forecast, mostly sunny. Possible record-breaking heat with a high of 77. Our current record 74. Currently 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get an OA Mazda 3i from just $12,900 at the all-new Mazda of Lakewood. This is a special allocation of sporty Mazda 3i's. Yours today for just...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes, and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
If you're a parent and you're in debt, you may think your kids don't know what's going on. And while we don't know about bills or payments, we do know that you're crabby and that you fight with each other a lot. We even hear you crying sometimes. So even though we don't know what debt is, we do know what it does.
If you're in credit card debt, you're not the only one suffering. For free information on how to reduce your debt by up to 70%, call the Reliant Group at 1-800-400-6571. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for less than you owe and dramatically reduce your monthly payment so you can finally become debt-free. Do it for your family. If you have over $15,000 in credit card debt, call for free information today and be on your way to becoming debt-free before you even hang up the phone. For free information that will help you reduce your debt by up to 70%, call 1-800-400-6571. 1-800-400-6571.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm concerned we keep playing Doors all morning. Or any of those other groups from that period of time. 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Sunny. High today could get as high as 81 or might be 77, but it's going to be warm today. The $25 billion government rescue of the auto industry is going on, but it looks like it's going to slip away. This is being debated, but it looks like it's going to slip away because of lack of support in the Senate and Republicans holding out. We're going to talk to Mark Brenner. He is director of Labor Notes, an independent periodical on labor-based issues in Detroit. Labor Notes is a nonprofit organization that has been the voice of union activists who want to put the movement back in the labor movement since 1979. And Mark, good morning and welcome to the show.
Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you on.
Thank you so much.
For me, I don't know about you, but let me ask you first. What's your view of what's going on with the auto industry, and what's your view of whether GM and the others should be bailed out, yes or no?
Well, I mean, there's no question sitting in Detroit that there's the situation is serious, and from my point of view, something needs to be done. But I don't approach it from looking at what's going on with the companies. I'm looking at the people that work in them. Unemployment's almost 10% in the state of Michigan. We've been in recession for 5 years now. Unemployment's in double digits in auto towns like Flint. And the impact of this across the Midwest, leave aside the state of Michigan, is going to be tremendous if they let any one of the big three fall. The problem is not whether we do something, it's what we do. And there I think that gets us into this the kind of contradictions that we really are trying to wrestle with, because what's being debated in Washington to me seems really like a piecemeal solution when I think we really need something that's a game changer here. If we learned anything from the bank bailout or the airlines bailout after 9/11, is that we can't keep giving the people that got us into this mess money and expect them to solve the problems. I think we need something that's much bolder, that tackles, much of the industry's real sort of core problems, which is you know, what's going to be the transportation system of the 21st century, and what role is individual auto going to play in that? And, you know, what are we going to do about making automobiles, if we are going to use them in the same numbers that we've been using them historically? What are we going to do to make sure that they're not destroying the planet? And those are the kind of questions that I think the government should be debating as they're talking about what to do with Detroit. I'm all for saving jobs. I'm all for saving particularly good jobs that actually sustain families and provide benefits and, you know, really allow people to live a middle-class life. But I don't think that the way that they're going about this bailout really has a lot of, you know, offers a lot of hope for doing exactly that.
Can't let 1 to 2 million people just go to the unemployment lines. I mean, the economy couldn't sustain that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you take account of the dealerships and the parts suppliers, I mean, this is not just going to affect the big three. I mean, this is going to have serious reverberations in communities all around the country. We're talking about millions of people who are you know, working in parts suppliers, dealerships, and transporting automobiles and, you know, repairing them and so forth. I mean, this is going to ripple across the U.S. economy. You know, estimates in the just based on the big three are upwards of 3 million jobs downstream from this.
That's right, including the fact that it's going to affect the economy and it's going to affect labor here in the state of Colorado. What about the idea of the government buying in to the auto industry, turning around and letting duly elected representatives of the workers sit on the board as well as others and take people like Rick Wagner and the rest of them and just kick them out?
Well, I think we definitely need to be talking about these kinds of options. One thing that really was infuriating to me, and I don't know about you, but when we hustled to raise $700 billion in 2 weeks for the banks to bail them out because Wall Street said that the sky was falling and we needed to do something, we pulled together this bailout. Plan A doesn't work, so we go to Plan B, which is essentially to give huge chunks of money to these banks with absolutely no voice. So taxpayer dollars are now owning shares of a variety of financial institutions across the country, and we have absolutely no say in how those companies are run. I think that's the absolute wrong move. I mean, people here in New York, people here were joking about it as Goldman Sachs socialism. It seems, it's like everything's turned on its head, and I think we need to learn the lessons from that and not repeat those mistakes with the auto companies. I mean, look, if we can get private sector manufacturers in the defense industry to make a plane that doesn't show up on radar, to build a rocket that can carry somebody into outer space and bring them back in, you know, back into our atmosphere, it seems to me we can get somebody to build a car that has a much less, harmful impact on the environment. And I think it's just a matter of what are the right incentives, and as you say, what's the role of the actual people on the production floor in making that happen? Look, auto workers know that these things are tearing us up, tearing the environment up, and that the move to the gas guzzler was really, it was a chase after the fast buck. So it's not like the people who are actually building the cars are ignorant of the problems. They've been frustrated as much as consumers over the last 30 years with the quality issues, with the reliance on low mileage SUVs and minivans. I talk to auto workers all the time who have really visionary ideas. In fact, I was talking to somebody just the other day who was saying they thought their axle plant could be retooled to make the blades for wind turbines without too much difficulty. So, I mean, folks on the shop floor are thinking ahead. The problem is the people in the boardrooms haven't been.
No, and that's one of the reasons why my idea would be to do what the French did with Peugeot, which is to buy into the company and buy enough shares so that the taxpayers and the government does have voting rights. Plus, on top of that, kick out these folks like Wagner and the others and stick people on there from the workforce who deal with these problems on an everyday basis. Plus, this is a chance also to get the car industry under our thumb and make them make these changes. Because I'm like you. I believe that we can do anything we really want to do. The question is, what's the incentive to get it done? And when there's no incentive to get it done, it's not going to get done. And when you don't have people who can think outside the box, it's certainly not going to get done. And these folks, like Wagner and the rest of them, are standing in the way of any kind of innovative change.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I think that, as you're alluding to, we got to put all the pieces on the table here. It can't just be about how we deal with these three companies, although I definitely don't put the priority on the companies. I put it on the people that work for them and depend on them for a variety of things, including retirement and health care, which we should talk about in a second. But I just want to stress what we were saying at the top of the show, which is that we really need to get the question of the environment and sort of what's our transportation system for the 21st century going to look like on the table, because it can't just be about auto production. It has to also include these questions of light rail and small mass transit and how are we going to use this incredible productive capacity that our country has to actually develop an alternative to the gasoline engine.
Well, if you're going to get into mass transit, light rail, somebody's got to make those things.
Exactly. Exactly. But I do want to stress, you know, another great example of why we can't rely on the CEOs that are currently in place to get us out of this mess, and that's health care. If the federal government was looking for one thing they could do right this second that would actually provide a tremendous relief for the big three, it's provide, you know, national health care. General Motors, just to take the biggest example, they spend $5 billion a year on health care. They have over 1 million workers who depend on health care from them, between retired, active, and their family members for health care. They spend more money on health care than they do on steel.
What does that come out to every car, like $1,005 or $2,008?
It's about $1,200 based on, I think, the best estimates I've seen. But, you know, it's a tremendous amount of money. And in fact, you know, and so is General Motors trying to push the federal government to come up with a healthcare solution, not just given how it affects their business, but the fact that there's 50 million people in the country who have no health insurance? No. The most tepid, you know, response that they could possibly muster, you know, Wagoner went a couple years ago and testified in front of a committee hearing about the impact of healthcare on his business. And that was about the most we ever saw out of the company. You know, in fact, when they were closing factories 2 years ago after the free fall really started, they were bragging about how they're opening factories in Canada because in Canada they have a single-payer health care system, and so the company doesn't have to pay that health care cost on to produce vehicles there. So, I mean, clearly this is another piece of the puzzle that needs to be put on the table. And my worry is, if you're watching the debate in Washington right now, despite all of the talk of change that we saw, you know, in the election season, it seems like same old on Washington.
Well, but 8:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Mark Brenner, Director of Labor Notes, an independent periodical on labor-based issues in Detroit. Labor Notes is a nonprofit organization that has been the voice of union activists who want to put the movement back in the labor movement since 1979. Yeah, but in all fairness to that, Mark, and I just had a discussion with David Sirota about this. I mean, we have to wait until January the 20th for things really to get rolling. That right now we're sitting around waiting for the adult to come into the room and take over from the children. And, you know, I mean,
it does feel like it'll be nice to have dinner at the adult table instead of the kids' table.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these folks can't put anything to together. And then you got guys like Richard Shelby, who's a senator from Alabama, who's on last night saying, well, we just can't bail out the auto industry. Well, okay, that's fine. But if all these plants sat in your state and your state was looking at having 1 million people, you know, flood the unemployment rolls, do you think the guy would be saying the same thing? And these folks never learn. I mean, they never learn. No matter how bad of a situation we're in, they never learn. They can continue to, you know, repeat the same old Ayn Rand craziness that most of us grew out of at 17 years of age, and they're still running around with all of this stuff, and it doesn't solve anything.
Well, I definitely think that you're right about that, that the Republican, you know, delegation has been, you know, pretty hard line about this and been playing an ideological role. But I did want to stress that the problem is also a problem of the culture of Washington, and I do think, you know, as exciting as the election results have been, that they're going to run into that culture, and it's going to be something that we're, you know, progressives around the country are going to have to grapple with, because Washington is not a place where bold moves get made often. This is you know, doing policy in the city is very much about, you know, incremental measures. It's about compromise. It's about being realistic. And right now, if ever there was a time when we need something that's bold, when we need something that's comprehensive, this is it.
Well, but I think we're looking at a president of the United States who will move boldly, who doesn't play things the same way, and I may turn out to be wrong, but the same cynicism was cast towards him in the beginning. He defied everybody and proved him wrong. Most candidates, once they win an elected office, like the presidency or a senatorial position, you know, they take a week off or 2 weeks off. This guy's been working nonstop. He's recruiting the best and the brightest to try to figure this situation out. And I just have a lot of hope with him. Do I think it'll be easy? No. Do I think he'll have critics? Yes. Do I think that that it'll take more than 4 years? Yes. It may take longer than that. But the thing is, we can't sit stagnant. And right now, we're forced to sit stagnant until January the 20th. Plus, the story yesterday going around that the Chinese would like to get their hands on GM. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We wake up 8 years later, or 30 years later, when all of this started. And now we have nothing made in the United States, not even cars.
Well, I definitely share some of your excitement about the possibilities after January. But one thing I want to point out that I really picked up on when I watched Barack Obama's acceptance speech, he made it really clear from my point of view that I saw that as an invitation to us to actually try to make sure that the things that we need, the things that we want, actually are possible in Washington once he's in office and once the whole new congressional delegation takes their seats in Capitol Hill. I think that the nice thing about what's happening in the country right now, if you can see a silver lining in all this economic calamity, is that people are asking big questions and they're pushing for much bigger solutions to their problems than they've ever been willing to, at least in my adult lifetime. So I'm excited about the possibilities, and I see, the invitation extended is something that I think we all need to take as a battle cry, really, for a sustainable economy, for good family supporting jobs, as a chance to really try to put this country back on track. But the politicians in Washington, actually need us to do our part, which to my mind means getting out there and demanding no more business as usual, whether it comes to the auto bailout or what the banks are doing or, what our environmental policy is going to be. We need something game-changing
here. Oh, yeah. I think you're absolutely right about that, too. I mean, we need to more than ever. Everybody's got to get, all hands on deck, and everybody's got to get involved, and everybody's got to push like we've never pushed before to force some of these elements in Washington, D.C. to turn around and do the right thing and to do the things that they should do. That's why I think that the American public ought to be waving around pitchforks and, metaphorically here, pitchforks and torches and everything else, sending a message to D.C. that we can't let the auto industry go down, but on the same sense, we can't just hand them a blank check. We've got to have some innovation and some thought put into this process, and that we can't lay back and just not do anything and pretend that life in America is going to get better magically, when in reality, we're all going to have to pitch in and get involved.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, look, when Roosevelt, who many people are comparing Obama to, when he ran for office in 32, he didn't run on creating jobs through federal programs. He didn't run on creating Social Security. He didn't run a program on legalizing the right to form unions. Those weren't part of his campaign platforms. He ran on a much more modest, I can do better than the other guy, and try to reduce the federal deficit. Those were his campaign promises. And look at what the masses of people who were, hungry for and out in the streets demanding change produced. We created the New Deal, and we actually set our country on a track that shared the wealth for more than a generation. Now the right wing has been out there undoing most of the good work done by those programs for the last 30 years, but we've really got the best chance in my life that I've seen to turn that around.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to take us getting out there demanding the same kinds of things people were demanding in the New Deal era, in the streets, in our communities, everywhere we can be. Like you said, metaphorically and maybe even sometimes literally with pitchforks and torches.
I say we use the Internet to mobilize. All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you being on the show. Thanks a bunch.
Great to be here, Jake.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take it easy.
There's Mark Brenner, Director of Labor Notes. Coming up, how nasty can talk radio get? How nasty can the media get? How nasty can the echo chamber get? We'll find out from Senior Fellow in Media Matters for America, Eric Bullard. Right now, John will tell us exactly how nasty. But traffic really hasn't been that bad this morning as compared to other mornings. By the way, you can check out Labor Notes by going to labornotes.org. That's labornotes.org, and they've been around since 1979. All right, Mr. Turk, speaking of automobiles, how are the wheels rolling this morning?
Jay, wheels are rolling pretty decently. No highway crashes right now. We do have one that was just cleared on the exit ramp from eastbound 6th Avenue to Federal. That was backing folks up to Sheridan, but traffic should be moving freely through that section now. Southbound 25 still a struggle in a few different areas. First up north from 104th down to 84th. Speeds in the 40s there. Then it's going to bunch up stop and go between 58th and Spear, and it jams up again once you get around the past downtown, rather, and around University northbound side. Also sluggish on that section. Southbound 225 also stop and go from Parker Road to 25. Your forecast, clear skies and warm again. It looks like we'll be looking at record high temperatures this afternoon. The record is 74. We're looking for highs to hit the mid to upper 70s. Right now, 55 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sleep on this number. The Mountain Air Adjustable Airbed from Denver Mattress costs around 50% less than those other guys.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems.
Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 and online at solaripS.com.
An urgent message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hello. Do you still need to book a hotel for your holiday travel? Well, you won't believe this, but Orbitz is having a hotel sale where you save 20% on your hotel stay this week only. Could this be fate or just coincidence? I have no idea. Just hurry to Orbitz.com and book before this Sunday, November 23rd, to save on your hotel.
Valid for travel 11-17-08-1309-23-08. See site for details.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie-watching experience of Blu-ray. Vizio HD TVs and Magnavox Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And James Bond, rated PG-13, is now available on Blu-ray and DVD. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Senior Advantage offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare and more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low co-pays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our enhanced benefits or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-261-7660. That's 1-866-261-7660. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Let me tell you about my friends at Rocky Mountain Coins. Rocky Mountain Coin has built its reputation as one of the premier coin and precious metal stores and appraisers in Colorado. For more than four decades, Rocky Mountain Coin has serviced those looking to buy or sell coins, paper money, and precious metals, and jewelry and other collectibles with professionalism and knowledge. Klaus and the folks over there really will treat you right. And with precious metal values increasing to almost record highs, now is the perfect time to sell your jewelry, coins, and other valuables. Nobody pays more than Rocky Mountain Coin. They've been buying and selling and appraising rare coins and currency for more than 30 years. I've known them for about 13 years. This includes gold, silver, platinum, coins, bars, sterling silver, flatware, jewelry, watches, and collectibles, all at the same location since 1976. Let their 30 years of experience help you get the most for your items. They're right there at 538 South Broadway. You can't miss them. 538 South Broadway. They're open 9:30 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. That's Saturday from 9, that's Monday through Friday, from 9:30 to 5, and Saturday from 9:30 to 3, or call them at 303-77-GOLD. That's 303-77-GOLD. So, if you're looking to sell your stuff and you want to get a good deal, the place to go, the people who will treat you right, are Klaus and the gang at Rocky Mountain Coin. Call them today.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Does it feel like your internet provider gets more out of you than you get from them? Do you want more online performance for less money? Well, allow us to introduce Comcast Economy Internet. For just $24.95 a month, Comcast Economy Internet gives you speed and savings. And that's not a promotional rate. You pay $24.95 every month. Plus, sign up now and get free installation. Comcast Economy Internet is powered by America's leading fiber optic network, so it's reliable. And you'll get the McAfee Security Suite, too. Software valued at $120 that keeps your computer safe while you surf. And snag other features like multiple email accounts, the Comcast Photo Center, and more. Comcast Economy Internet, incredibly priced at just $24.95 a month every month. Call 1-800-COMCAST and get free installation for a limited time. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not available in all areas. Limited to new Comcast residential internet customers who meet certain eligibility requirements. Price for economy internet service without subscription to another Comcast service is $34.95 a month. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Subject to Comcast standard terms and conditions. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's all about the bailout. Once again this morning, lawmakers are quizzing key officials connected with the $700 billion financial rescue plan. Let's go live to Washington as CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
The biggest complaint, Nick, that Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson isn't using bailout money to buy troubled mortgages. He argues a separate government program targets those. California Democrat Maxine Waters angrily described calling one of the program lenders.
I stay on the line for 1 hour just trying to get to a servicer. They are understaffed. They don't take this seriously.
Paulson claims bailout money wasn't intended for failing mortgages.
We are going to continue to evaluate and look for programs that protect the taxpayer and are effective.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, outside the Treasury Department this morning, clergy from around the country and hundreds of their parishioners, many facing foreclosure, have gathered to pray and to urge Secretary Paulson to step up efforts to help them. One of the ministers taking part is Pastor Lucy Cohen.
So we want to see that the Treasury Department would require that any bank that receives taxpayer bailout money institute a broad-based systematic loan modification program.
This afternoon, major players in the auto industry are expected to make their case for a federal lifeline when they testify before the Senate Banking Committee. Detroit's troubles and the possibility of Uncle Sam stepping in is generating strong opinions among Americans. Here's what two callers to CBS station WWJ in the Motor City have to say.
It bailed out half the country, now bail out the other half so we can try to move forward.
If the Big Three and the UAW want taxpayers to help them, they need to reduce their benefits, bring them more in line with what the average working person makes.
Well, it could be the announcement that Thanksgiving air travelers will give thanks for. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what did the president have to say?
New steps aimed at cutting holiday season flight delays, Nick. The president hopes the plan to open additional military flight lanes to commercial traffic will ease air travelers' annual worries.
Will traveling home for the holidays be It's a Wonderful Life or
will it be the nightmare before Christmas?
The FAA will expand previous holiday openings of so-called express lanes in the East Coast. This year, new routes will be cleared in the Midwest, the Southwest, and the West, including busy skies over Los Angeles and Phoenix. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The word has come from Baghdad this morning that Iraq will hold provincial elections on January 31st. CBS's Larry Doyle in Baghdad says there is a lot at stake.
These elections could probably determine the shape of Iraq when U.S. troops eventually leave.
The last provincial balloting took place nearly 4 years ago, with Sunnis boycotting, leaving the control of local councils in Sunni areas dominated by Shiites and Kurds. Checking Wall Street, stocks are trying to hold on to a rally this morning. Right now, the Dow is up 78 points, the NASDAQ ahead 2, and the S&P 500 up 5. This is CBS News.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yon, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers five times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Nibble, nosh, savor, devour.
Kim, what are you talking about?
What I'm going to do with the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club.
Holiday Taste of
Sam's Club, where I can sample the perfect holiday meal before I host my own. Lobster ravioli, spiral glazed ham, decadent chocolate layer cake.
Ooh.
Live chef events, too.
Don't miss the Holiday Taste of Sam's Club. Friday, November 21st through Sunday, November 23rd, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join during the event and receive a $10 gift card. Restrictions apply. See club for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A group charged with examining Colorado's illegal immigration enforcement recommends possible changes in state law to toughen eligibility for bond or probation. Governor Ritter organized the group after a car crash involving an illegal immigrant killed three people in Aurora. Other recommendations include more officers to enforce immigration law and increasing the amount of bed space to house jailed illegal immigrants. Natural gas costs might be lower in Colorado than first projected.
For the winter heating season, which generally runs from November through March, we're looking at bills that on a year-to-year basis would be about 0 to 10% higher.
Xcel Energy's Mark Stutz says December's rise will probably be only about 3% over last year. Earlier projections had put the increase at 12%. Denver workers can take a day off without pay to save the city money. Mayor Hickenlooper emailing employees with the offer. The mayor says sales tax receipts are lower than expected. And Focus on the Family says it's eliminating more than 200 positions, the largest staff cuts in the evangelical Christian group's 31 years. Citing the faltering economy and a decline in donations, Focus officials say about 150 will lose their jobs by month's end. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive traffic.
And trying to get these highways back to normal, a lot of improvements around town, although we're still struggling along southbound I-25. A little jammed up yet, Thornton Parkway to 84th Avenue. That'll burn off here over the next 10 minutes, but we still have that stop and go into downtown approaching I-70 through Spear, and very slow yet from University getting down to Evans before it opens up. No delays northbound I-25 as you make the way from the Denver Tech Center into downtown and southbound.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
About broadcasting, that I've ever run across, he understands at least the radio end of things better than anybody who's around. And Eric, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey Jay, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We're going to talk this morning about the smear and the hate that is coming out of local talk radio, which is a huge phenomenon. The reason I say that is because I'm shocked that there is any local talk radio. But let me give people just a little sample of what we're talking about here.
Liberalism is, in essence, the HIV virus, and it weakens the defense cells of a nation.
Radio hosts across the country are making comments like this every day. And it's not just Rush Limbaugh. Here's a sample of what you might have heard on a radio station near you.
Obama wants to gas the Jews, like the PLO wants to gas the Jews.
He loathes America.
He's palling around with a terrorist. This little bitch needs to stand up for himself.
What do you got to do, Obama? Come to Denver and try to whip my white ass? You're a far-left, terrorist-hugging politician.
This is the first affirmative action election in American history.
He's Arab.
The Statue of Liberty is crying. She's been raped and disheveled. Raped and disheveled by illegal aliens.
I'll give you an example. I don't think homeless people should vote, frankly. In fact, I'm not that excited about women voting.
That's what black fathers do. They simply leave. Barack Hussein Obama. I may declare him to be the beast. 666.
Are you paying attention to what's being said on your radio?
All right, there's some examples. You want to comment on that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, as we noted in that Media Matters clip, you know, most people... You know, when they think about talk radio, they think about Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity, and those are the ones, the nationally syndicated talkers, and they certainly traffic in sort of smears and hate. Limbaugh was featured in a couple of those clips there. But really, it's what we've noticed as we've sort of spread out and now start listening to sort of more of the B-list guys and the regional and local talk, particularly during the campaign, the smears were sort of off the charts, and they make sort of Hannity and Limbaugh seem like intelligent, rational people. I mean, a lot of what talk radio has become on the right really doesn't. I mean, talk about someone like Michael Savage or Cunningham or some of the others. I mean, it's got zero to do with sort of what people traditionally think of talk radio, sort of issue-oriented debate format. And it's really sort of become just sort of nonstop smears and hate, and that's what it is.
Yeah, they don't ever talk about how to fix anything or about any philosophical discussions or any discussions about right or wrong or anything that you know, you could walk away with any kind of, you know, coming out of it with anything kind of constructive. They sound like a jacked up, higher amped up version of like Radio Pyongyang or Radio Beijing, as they used to call it, with constant harassing attacks on the West, and they have these constant, like, menacing type of vitriolic attacks on anybody who doesn't agree with them, and specifically on the left in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, and as you know, obviously, you know, the hatred of liberals and Democrats is pretty well established. But you know, what we found is, and you sort of expect that from sort of partisan radio. But we found, you know, just as many attacks on, you know, women and minorities and autistic children, and I mean, the range is pretty wide. I mean, the range is pretty wide, and their hatred runs pretty deep for lots of people who aren't sort of white male Republican.
What do you say to those people, though? And I always get this. Well, the media is liberal, and there's as much of this going on in liberal sectors as there is in conservative sectors. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Right. A good example would be, listen to 2 hours of Air America, even some of the most, passionate and excited 2 hours of the day, and then listen to 2 hours of some of the people we chronicle in this report. I mean, there is no liberal equivalent to this sort of hate radio. You don't turn into progressive radio where you're here in this country and hear condemnations of evangelicals as sort of these devilish people. There just isn't sort of this unhinged hatred for people, for groups of people. There was a deep, passionate, and at times hatred for, the Bush administration and the war in Iraq and policies that the Bush administration had, implemented. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to find sort of cross-the-board hate for people of a certain religion, people of a certain color, it just doesn't exist on the left. So it's a false comparison. There is no liberal Rush Limbaugh. There is no, and I'm not just talking about the size of audience, there is nobody on the left who on a daily, hourly basis just sort of willfully spreads as much, purposely spreads the kind of misinformation that talk radio does. And there's certainly nobody on the left that spreads sort of the generic hate that most of the well-known talkers on the right do.
9:14, 14 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Eric Bullard from Media Matters. Go to mediamatters.org. Yeah, the worst thing we might do, I think, is get on the air and you say, well, Bush is a buffoon. Or,
right. There's a lot of beating up on Sarah Palin, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've called her Governor Gidget before,
right.
and stuff like that. But that's different than saying that Sarah Palin wants to shoot all the black people and Jews from a helicopter, or that Sarah Palin, anything you could think of that would be really, really deep cutting and derogatory and hateful. What they do is a lot different from what a lot of us do. I mean, calling her Governor Gidget is far from saying that she would be a mass murderer, like
right.
Making that comment about Obama wanting to gas all the Jews.
Right. For instance, I mean, there were some reports early on that she and they turned out to be inaccurate, that she had been a member of the Alaska Independence Party. And within about a week after she was sort of introduced to the country, that was cleared up. And you didn't really hear any sort of serious liberal talk show host months later make claim that she was, in fact, a member of the Alaska Independence Party, which, as we know, wants to break away from the United States. But with the Obama, for instance, the notion that he wasn't an American citizen or didn't have a birth certificate had been shot down months ago. If you dialed into right-wing radio days before the election, you were hearing talk show hosts going on and on about that smear, about that conspiracy, about that rumor. So, I mean, that's a pretty good example of how when something is proved to be false in connection to a presidential candidate, something sort of controversial that has been shot down, liberal talk radio did not then for months try to propagate it. Talk radio on the right obviously did. They were a lot of them were obsessed with this idea that, Barack Obama doesn't have a birth certificate or is not an American citizen, therefore can't be president of the United States. So there's clearly the two sides play by different rules in terms of just sort of decency and regarding information as being important, I think.
The thing that cracks me up is these folks, especially on the local level, get on, and they're essentially water carriers for corporate America.
Mm.
So what they're doing is they're ringing their own death knell, because
yeah.
Corporate America sooner or later will turn around and say, well, gee, why should we have you on when we can stick on so-and-so coming out of Dallas and save money.
Right.
So you're promoting the very system that is going to drill you in the head. I've always found that to be really, really weird. The other thing is that talk radio used to be this gigantic, outrageous entertainment machine mixed with some topics.
Right.
But it used to be, you know, get on the air and do as much shtick as you could. And now it's become kind of this, you know, kind of this, like the Voice of America on acid.
Sort of this dark cave you enter, you know. I mean, it's sort of this bunker mentality. There's not much that's particularly entertaining about it, as you say. I mean, Limbaugh has been given credit for sort of marrying, you know, these topical discussions with entertainment, and I think to a certain degree that's true. But some of the others, you're right. I mean, there's not much entertaining about it, and it is sort of, I mean, Michael Savage, for instance, I mean, that is sort of, you know, militia on the radio. I mean, that's certainly the vibe that you get.
Or how about the guy here locally who's in that clip who says, well, what is Obama going to do? Come to Denver and whip my white ass? I mean, you know what and no wonder. I mean, I don't know about you, but like that kind of tone and that kind of stuff strikes me. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I've done my years of combative radio and hanging up on people and you know, calling them names and doing all that stuff. But now, when I listen to that kind of stuff, what it does is it strikes me as just being incredibly juvenile.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if it happened. My guess is it didn't. But you know, if you listen to black radio, urban radio, talk radio during the campaign, I'm not sure there were many people going on the air and saying that same comment in reverse. I mean, I don't think they really, got in the gutter like that.
I listened to WVON in Chicago by online, and I never heard that coming from them.
No, and it's you know. I think they took the campaign seriously. I think they, they tried to shed light on the topics and things like that. But no, I mean, that's just sort of, it is sort of juvenile and taunting and obviously race-based and trying to divide people. And, talk radio has been trying to divide people for a long time. That's nothing new. But clearly, if you listen to, you know, the compendium of that we put forward, particularly to the end of the election when it was clear McCain was not going to win, it seemed to me talk radio sort of took a leap into another realm as the first African American was about to become president. I think it's only going to get worse. Because I think the economy is only going to get worse, which is going to raise sort of raw emotions. And I'm sure talk radio, I mean, Limbaugh and Hannity are already talking about, you know, the Obama recession.
Which is totally and completely false.
Yeah, but they're going to use that to divide and hopefully stoke more hate, I think.
All right, but here's something that I was talking about this morning earlier, between 6 and 7, which I find kind of fascinating. These folks, all of them, locally, nationally, whatever the case, they threw everything at Barack Obama, but the kitchen sink, going so far as Limbaugh claiming that he was using neuro-linguistics to hypnotize and manipulate people who are watching him on TV. And yet, despite all of those countless hours upon hours spent attacking this guy, he won by incredible figures.
Well, that's one of the points of the report, is not only to sort of document the atrocities, but really to let the press know that you can't, the talk radio, right-wing talk radio should not be taken seriously as a political outlet or a home to, you know, in political ideas. It's not. And not when you traffic in that kind of hate. And I mean, and you're right. Look at Limbaugh. I mean, he spent the whole winter telling the country, and conservatives in particular, that John McCain could not be the Republican nominee. And what did Republican voters do? They handily delivered the nominee to John McCain. And so then we get to the general election, and Limbaugh warns the country that under no circumstance. I mean, you know, the mainstream press is always sort of celebrating Limbaugh's influence, and he just struck out. He whiffed during the primary and whiffed during the general election. I mean, if liberal radio, you know, backed the loser in the primary and then backed the loser in the general election, You think the press would then turn around and talk about how influential, you know, progressive radio was?
No, they absolutely would not. And you know what I see? What I see is it's the right-wing media structure joining with each other, the print media hyping these guys in the right-wing media, and yet the right-wing media and the right-wing print media had no effect whatsoever. And in the case of the right-wing print media, they're a dying institution. And you could make the argument that so is the right-wing, so is right-wing talk radio, so is all talk radio as people move into the digital age.
Right.
The only thing that's a saving grace is that online streaming seems to be through the roof on news talk stations. But still, you know, the next time I see an ad about how, but an article about how influential Rush Limbaugh is or Sean Hannity.
Right.
You know, one of these, like, New York Times puff pieces.
Right.
I'm going to send them a letter, the editor a letter, and go, well, gee, you know, if they're so great, how come they couldn't deliver the United States of America to John McCain?
Or they couldn't even deliver the primary.
No.
I mean, if ever there was a time right-wing radio should be flexing its muscle, it would be during, you know, the Republican primary.
Well, you look at it this way. If Rush Limbaugh, in any given market, you know, he's on 600 stations. So his combined QM amount of bodies is large, probably larger than any other talk show host. But if you break it down in each individual market, let's say he pulls a 7-5 in adults 25 to 54. He's only talking to 7% of the radio universe.
That's right.
The rest of the radio universe is going some other place.
Right.
So in the end, when you look at him in Pittsburgh or Tampa or Denver or any place else, how effective is he really?
Right.
He's not very effective.
Right, but the press is married, specifically in terms of Limbaugh, the press is married to the notion that, A, he's wildly popular, and, B, he's wildly influential. And the second part in 2008 is clearly not true.
You know, the sad thing is that talk radio could be so much more. It could be entertainment, and it could be shtick. It could be the discussion of many different ideas. You could have radio stations with liberals and conservatives, then people who have no opinion whatsoever, and libertarians and socialists and all kinds of stuff, and have this whole potpourri of all these different viewpoints, which would make for some very highly entertaining as well as informative radio. And what you've got going on now is basically you've got reassurance radio where people can go and feel like, okay, everything's okay, and Obama is, you know, going to pull off the next worldwide Holocaust and is the Antichrist. And no wonder people would go to places like NPR.
Yeah, and I think, you know, station general managers just got very comfortable and conservative and the small C and just, well, you know, talk radio is conservative, and that's what we're going to do. And, I mean, there used to be not that long ago. I mean, stations would have some variety in terms of the political perspective. But now it just seems to be sort of...
Well, 5 years ago...
Across the board.
4 years ago, I was on WLS in Chicago.
Right.
And got, you know, had to walk because I wasn't liberal enough. No, I'm sorry. I wasn't conservative enough for that.
Right.
Of course, you know, Citadel's sitting with stock closing at 19 cents a share, so everybody's 401k with that company can't even get them through McDonald's to get a box of chicken McNuggets. Eric, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show as always. And as I said before, there's nobody who knows this business like you do. And we got to get another book out of you on this business.
I'm working on it right now.
Are you?
It'll be out in the spring. Not on that, though. It'll be on bloggers in the campaign.
Well, when are we gonna be able to talk you into turning around and writing another book about radio?
Never.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if anybody documents the destruction of the business, you'd be the person to do it.
There was a pretty good Clear Channel book this year, Right of the Dial by Alec.
Yeah, that was a good book, but I'm talking about more than just Clear Channel.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the whole thing. Anyway, Eric, good to have you on. Can't wait to talk to you next time.
Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. There's Eric Bollart from Media Matters. Go to MediaMatters.org to check this stuff out. And next time you run across a ditto head, ask him how really influential Rush Limbaugh really is. Considering what happened, he didn't get very far. Neither did the rest of them. And I can tell you right now, down the hall, they're crying the blues. They're definitely crying the blues. John, wouldn't you say that's true?
Yeah, they're finding reasons why we should get him out of office before he even gets in already.
Yeah, but they're remaining incredibly quiet and not very boisterous and boasting towards you and I.
No, huh? Not at all.
No, it's like everything's cool, right?
They don't talk to me.
No, they don't talk to me either. Because what are they going to say to us?
Right.
Where before it was like, oh, you know, you lefties this and you lefties that. Uh-oh.
America will never elect a socialist president.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Good. 9:28, 28 minutes after the hour, traffic.
I-25 has returned to normal on both directions as you head into downtown and out. No problems across the Tech Center or north of downtown as well. The only place we're looking at stop and go right now is coming out of Aurora on 225 for southbounders from Parker Road onto 25. We do have dry conditions along I-70 between Denver and Grand Junction. Should be a nice day for a drive in the mountains, but we do have some construction out there on 70. Moving west from downtown, first between Youngfield and Ward Road in the high country at Silverthorne up to the tunnel. That's for eastbounders, and again, both directions from Vail Pass Summit to East Vail. Your forecast, mostly sunny and possible record-breaking heat with a high.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. Chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
If not for you, I would know.
Hi, I'm Stormy Simon, Senior Vice President of Customer Care at Overstock.com. If not for you, this company would only be a dream. If not for you, I wouldn't feel the warmth of millions of families who will visit us this holiday season. So from all of us to all of you, feel the magic of this holiday. See you next year at Home with the O. Overstock.com.
Banks that want to do business with you, and they do have money to loan. And Rocky's Autos will get you farther with your automobile buck than most places with their matching down incentive, showing you the blue book on the book on any car that you want to look at, and also giving your trade-in a good going over, because they want to see your trade-in. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., so get out there and see my friends like Spanky Herrera and Isaac Harris and all the rest out at Rocky's. They'll definitely take care of you. These are the same folks that put on Operation Freebird. Rocky's Autos, there's just nobody like them in the whole planet, and they're located right there at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Here's something to think about. Are you living or are you thriving? Sure, some people like to keep tropical fish, while others like to snorkel with them. And there are people who like to sing in the shower. And those who can't wait to sing at karaoke night. Well, you get what it means to thrive. That's why Kaiser Permanente Senior Advantage offers a plan that helps you get more out of Medicare and more out of life. You can start thriving with our exceptional range of benefits, with conveniently located medical services that save you from running all over town, not to mention low co-pays and practically no paperwork, so you can get on with your life. For more information about our enhanced benefits or to find a seminar near you, call toll-free 1-866-261-7660. That's 1-866-261-7660. Kaiser Permanente. May you live long and thrive. Kaiser Permanente is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract.
Summertime temperatures requires summertime type music. Doesn't this remind you of Spanking Whitey, John?
It really does.
It's good outdoor music, right?
It is good outdoor music.
It reminds me...
I can't believe you know who did this.
Yeah, Hugh Masekela. It reminds me of sitting...
I didn't know that.
Well, because I just know it. It reminds me of sitting on the beach in Newport Beach, California, watching the girls walk by in the 60s in bikinis.
Uh-huh. Man, I want to go to California and cruise around Newport Beach. Bummer.
Go over there to that little market and get a grinder and a chocolate milk.
I love Newport Beach.
Laying in the sun.
But...
Laying in the sun. Tanning.
Mm.
Swimming. Doing illicit things. Well, I didn't have to throw that in, did I?
Now you're harsh on my mellow, man.
Yeah, but when we used to go, man, it wasn't crowded at all.
Yeah, that's what my dad says. He kind of grew up in the same area as you, and, man, there was nothing going on there.
No, man, it wasn't crowded at all. Surfboards and all kinds of great stuff going on. Give me a copy of the
Muscle
LA
Beach.
Free Press. Well, Muscle Beach was in Venice.
Yeah.
So that's
Venice,
way up the coast.
Well, not too far.
From Newport. About an hour and a half.
Is it an hour and a half from Newport up?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it was that far away.
Yeah, it was.
I spent a lot of time on the coastline near Ventura and just north of Santa Barbara. God, I love that area, too.
Go more south or San Onofre?
Black's Beach. In La Jolla?
Yeah, there's...
Nudeness?
Yeah, there's... Carlsbad? There's all those places, man. We used to hang out. Laguna Beach? All right, 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's hang with some traffic, and then we'll talk with the chief meteorologist from Channel 7, our buddy Mike Nelson, and he's going to explain why it is that it's going to be a great day today if you like a lot of sunshine and a lot of heat, and you don't like... I mean, you won't like it if you're praying and waiting for snow. All right, Mr. Turk, what's up?
Jay, traffic's looking really good around the city right now. No problems on I-70, on I-25, or if you're heading in on the Turnpike or even heading towards Boulder on 36, looking really good. Speeds back to normal at or above the posted limits. Our only place right now with stop and go is southbound 225 from Parker Road down to the interstate, basically the tech center. Elsewhere, looking really darn good. If you're driving in I-70 in the high country today, look for dry conditions between Grand Junction and over the High Mountain Passes. We do have some construction out there, though, for eastbounders coming up the pass from Silverthorne up to Eisenhower Tunnel, and for both directions from Vail Pass down to East Vail. Your forecast, clear skies and warm again. It looks like we'll be looking at record high temps. Record is 74. That was set in 1995. Today we're looking for highs to hit the mid to upper 70s. Right now, 58 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
WAMU is now a part of Chase. Open a WAMU free checking account today and get free image style checks and free
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future is brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
It got us doing more for our health.
And stretch and bend.
Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver Multivitamin is age-adjusted. It helps protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair. Centrum Silver Multivitamin.
Things have sure changed around here.
Our health protection starts with silver.
Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're the Entrepreneur's Source. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509. 1-800-300-7509.
There from Sly and the Family Stone, done by somebody else, but I don't know who it is. Who is this? Sublime. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. He's no stranger to these airwaves. He's no stranger to anybody's airwaves. He's the chief meteorologist for KMGH Channel 7. It's our old buddy Mike Nelson. Mike, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, all right. So what is this? We're sitting here on November the 18th, and it's going to be possibly could reach 80 today. What is going on?
Well, we have a big ridge in the upper end of the jet stream has bumped way up into southern Canada, and then it comes zipping on down across the Great Lakes, where they're only in the teens and 20s this morning. Matter of fact, even as far south as Atlanta, their predicted high today is 45 degrees.
So this is obviously not going to hold, and there are a lot of people who are upset because there's no snow. Do you think we'll see a white Christmas this year?
We actually probably have a pretty good winter in the mountains. We're going to get a little bit of a La Nina again this year, which is the cooler water in the Pacific. Not quite as intense as it was a year ago when the mountains had such an epic winter, but it is looking pretty good for the high country this year, despite the fact we haven't seen much down here. For Denver, we're off to a very slow start. Obviously, we just picked up our first measurable snow Friday morning, and even that was just a skip here in town. But this pattern will shift eventually, and we'll get back into a little snowier pattern. But overall, I'd say it's going to be a drier winter than normal on the plains.
Well, it's going to upset a lot of people, I think, who are always running around saying we need moisture, correct?
Right. As long as we get it in the mountains, that really takes a lot of the issues that we have down here. So, as far as agriculture and the needs for water next summer, the mountains really are the key for us.
Well, then, Mike, why can't you just keep it in the mountains all year round?
Yeah, well, we kind of did that last year. We might do that pretty well this year as well.
So do you think the average temperature has a good chance of holding through the holidays, at least through Thanksgiving, and, around the 60s, maybe touching on the 70s or no?
We are actually going to have a pretty good cold front come through here Thursday morning, and the high temperatures on Thursday may not get out of the 30s.
I'm staying in bed that day.
Not any snow, but maybe a little freezing drizzle Thursday morning.
Oh, that's even worse.
I know. So today, near 80, which if we hit 80, that ties the all-time mark for the entire month of November.
Wow.
If we get to 81, obviously, it's the warmest day ever in the month of November, going back to 1870. Tomorrow, about 65, and then just in the upper 30s on Thursday, and then back into the 50s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Now, tonight you're doing a big forum on climate change at the Wildlife Experience. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we have a great public seminar coming up tonight. It's really a fun event. We have five experts coming in to talk about a variety of subjects. We have tornado chasers, climate scientists, the head of the Avalanche Information Center. It's in the big IMAX theater, which is a beautiful theater down at the Wildlife Experience at Lincoln and I-25. It's free from 6 to 10, and our scientists include Dr. Walt Lyons from Fort Collins. He's an expert on rare and unusual lightning, talking about blue jets and red sprites and elves, super high-altitude lightning that he has exclusive photos of. Tim Samaras, who's a local tornado researcher that has actually built a tornado probe similar to what they do in Twister, except for life, and he's put it in front of tornadoes and has pictures of the inside of tornadoes. Tony Laubach is going to do a paper, actually a video presentation of if the Windsor tornado had developed 40 miles further south, it probably would have been the greatest tornado tragedy in the history of the United States as it cut a swath right through Denver.
Hmm.
And then we'll have Dr. Tom Schlater from up in NCAR in Boulder. He'll be talking about the climate change in Colorado and the pine bark beetle invasion. And let's see, I think that's five.
Boy, that's
five great speakers. And it's all free, and just come on down to the Wildlife Experience. It starts at 6, runs till 10.
Sounds like a fabulous program. Sounds like it's really going to be interesting, and I would love to see those pictures.
Yeah, there's some pretty amazing stuff that we have to show. So we welcome anybody that's interested on coming down. We'll have some giveaways. The ski areas have donated lift tickets and fleeces and hats and gloves. And in between each speaker, I'll do a little raffle.
Oh, that sounds great. That really sounds good. Okay, this starts at 6 at the Wildlife Experience, correct?
Yeah, down in Parker, exactly. So I'll do it. We want you to listen to me now and hear me later, okay? We want to see all of you down at the Wildlife Experience. Don't be a wimpy girly man. Come down and learn and have some fun.
And Francis, forecast for today?
Francis, today is going to be a massive temperature of about 78 degrees. You could probably work out a tan on your bumper tube today.
And we laugh at you?
But our tears are from laughter.
Oh, Mike, it's good to talk to you, man. It is really good to talk to you.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate your show and all you do. And I think that truly, I think progressive radio has been an important part of what's going on in the country. So,
but I'll never be as important as you are. So you know what? You got to come in here one of these days, and we just got to spend a whole hour.
That'd be fun. Yeah, let's do that.
All right, you're on, Mike. Have a great day, and hope people see you tonight at the Wildlife Experience starting at 6.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jay.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, there's one of my favorite all-time people, Mike Nelson, and he and I used to work together. We used to work together when I was doing afternoons at KHOW. Franz, he used to do Franz. I laugh at you. He could do it better than anybody else in the world. 9:45, 45 minutes after the hour. Let's open the phones, 303-713-7600, and we'll go for it. We'll take your calls. Here's Robert in Inglewood. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, since you guys were doing some California dreaming, I wonder if you remember the free jazz concerts on the beach at Hermosa Beach every Sunday afternoon. They had studio musicians, and Stan Kent would be down there. It's a great California dreaming place to be, but... The reason I called is about it. There's a new buzzword that they're using, and it came from the governor of North Carolina. It's called creative destruction. And Wall Street analysts, I watch the Bloomberg report every morning, they're even using it. And basically it's aimed at the auto industry. And basically the bottom line is, this new buzzword, creative destruction, is let's just destroy everything and start all over again. And there's a great story on the front page of the Denver Post this morning about what the effect of all this stuff's going to have on the local car dealerships.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, in Ford Motor Company, I don't know if you saw this, what they're predicting is that outside of the state of Michigan, there's going to be 25 states that lose an average of 3,000 jobs each. Now, that might sound like a small, you know, drop in the bucket.
But it's not.
It's not. It's big, you know, and... I just thought I'd bring that to your attention, to watch for that word, creative destruction.
No, I will watch for it, and I'll tell you, it's already, some of this is already starting. David Sirota sent me an article from a guy I put it on my blog at jmarvinblog.com from a guy writing in the Washington Post this morning, and what he's advocating is crushing the unions, basically, as a way to get GM and Ford and Chrysler out from underneath the situation that they're in. And once again, this just shows that these people these people act like children. I mean, when are the adults going to come into the picture? And the idea is not to punish people. The idea, or to drive them out of business. The idea is to fix the situation. And yeah, a lot of people act as if, well, what's going on? Nah, doesn't affect me. But it is going to affect you because it's going to affect the entire state of Colorado, and it's going to affect all of the communities. And there are people who are saying, and I hope this isn't true, that some of these automobile dealerships, they're not going to survive.
No, they're not. And it's really scary. And, cities, municipalities are going to be losing a lot of sales tax revenue. So they're going to have to try to make it up other ways, maybe put it on your water bill or something.
Well, you know, the state alone is going to lose revenue because they're going to lose gas tax. They're going to lose license plate tax because, you know, every time you buy a new car, you have to turn around and pay that. And, Hickenlooper has sent out these emails to city employees saying they can have a day off without pay in order to help the city, save some money. And it's like, once again, I'll go back to what I said before. When are the adults going to enter the room? Well, they're not going to enter the room until January the 20th.
Right.
So meanwhile, now we're stuck in this whole Mickey Mouse type situation that's going on. And you know something else, too? I want to say this, too. You know what I'm really tired of? I'm tired of people calling up here telling me how Detroit does not make good automobiles. Okay, fine. You keep what you want to keep, okay? And I'll drive around in a brand new one of these brand new Corvette. Yeah, Corvettes. One of these Z model Corvettes. Okay, with the hand stitched interior, and they do make good automobiles. But consumer confidence is rattled when you think I'm not going to buy that car because the company's going to go out of business.
Yeah, where will you get parts and where will you get your repairs done? You know, if they're all out of business, then it's really scary. But anyway, I want to leave on a positive note. I think Obama's going to fix a lot of things. Not just the car industry.
Well, I think so, too. I think it's going to be a slow uphill grind. I hope people will give him the patience. You know the critics will be on him. But I'll tell you something. You know, look, when you're at the bottom, and we're at the bottom right now, you got no place to go but up. And with our help and with us sticking with him and pushing along with him, we will turn this country around and good things will happen despite those who are intent upon dragging us down.
Keep up the good work, Jay.
All right, Robert. Thanks, man, for
Goodbye.
A great call.
Goodbye.
9:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Turk with traffic.
Jay, we've got a couple of issues to avoid late in this morning's commute. Don't know if it's a crash or a stall, but some going down, affecting people traveling eastbound on I-70 around Chambers. Also got a crash to the west of there, southbound Kipling at 26. But elsewhere, looking really good on the highways around town. No problems on southbound 225 now. Speeds are back to shape there after Yosemite. No problems on C-470 if you're moving around in Littleton and Highlands Ranch. And 70 looking good in the elevated portion for people heading westbound. Again, just that one small blip eastbound I-70 at Chambers. Your forecast, mostly sunny, a possible record-breaking heat, a high of 77 expected. Our current record is 74, right now 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change, and starting in January...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about a new AM 760 sponsor, Replace a Lens. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go Lab Direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest prices in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals at just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver in the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303 752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive Lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens. 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234. And at replacealens.com.
Eden really haven't wanted. Nobody pays more than Rocky Mountain Coin because they've been buying and selling and appraising rare coins and currency for more than 30 years. And these include gold, silver, platinum coins, bars, sterling silver flatware, jewelry, watches, and collectibles, all at the same location since 1976. And you can let their 30 years of experience help you get the most for your items. Plus, if you're in the market to buy, I'll tell you something, there's no better place to go than Rocky Mountain Coin. They're right there at 538 South Broadway. You can't miss them, 538 South Broadway. And they're open 9:30 in the morning till 5, Monday through Saturday. Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, they're open from 9:30 until 3 in the afternoon. Or if you just have a question, call them at 303-777-GOLD. That's 303-777-GOLD. Rocky Mountain Coin, buying or selling, 30 years worth of experience, and good folks. I wouldn't send you somewhere that I wouldn't go myself, and Mary and I know Klaus pretty damn well. Why? Because we shop there.
Deck the office with lots of laptops, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Tis the season to be mobile, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
That's the sound of happy employees rejoicing over Dell Simplify the Season. Shop easy, buy easy, and pay easy on workplace essentials, including Microsoft products.
Don, we now have great computers, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I'll tell Bob and you'll tell Carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Spread the word to everyone in your office. Big savings, like the new 15-inch widescreen Vostro laptop. Starting from $599, it's both affordable and reliable. Or for flexibility, mobility, and performance, you can't beat the Dell Latitude, starting at $699. Both laptops come loaded with Windows Vista Business for greater productivity.
Watch the synergy rise before us. Fa la 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 la.
Bring joy to your working world today by visiting Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio. Prices do not include taxes and other fees. Limited time. U.S. only. Subject to change. Carolers not included.
The funk? Yeah, why not? 9:54. 54 minutes after the hour. Let's just say we could get up to 80 or 81 degrees today. It's open phones. Let me see if I can get another phone call in here. Let's go to Mary in Broomfield. Mary, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I just had a question, a healthcare question. We have a sick child. That's actually why we moved out here. We still live on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., where it's super expensive. She's 4 and a half. We spent about $40,000 out of pocket
on
care. We have, that's not counting the the insurance premium that comes out of my husband's paycheck every month. And in order to get any sort of tax write-off, you have to spend 7.5% of your income, out of pocket every year. And the percentage that you get back isn't even that great. But I just was wondering if you knew where that number came from, because for instance last year we didn't hit it, so we had spent I think $11,000 out of pocket and got no reprieve.
To be honest with you, I don't know where that number comes from. I'd have to go do some research and look it up. Can I ask what is wrong with your daughter?
There's many issues. It's all pretty complicated. The biggest thing is like a one in a million thing. It's not anything typical or anything that.
Oh, I can hear them all in the background there.
Yeah, well, they're twins. Anyone would know about. But we have to do a lot of traveling. There's a lot of specialists we have to go to and all that traveling.
Are you getting any help from the government at all?
No.
Have you tried to get help from them?
I've tried. I tried to get I tried to get into public preschool.
And what happened? No, the answer was no.
Yeah, she was refused. She has a physical disability. Her spine is unstable, which means that she's at risk for a spinal cord injury, like Christopher Reeve.
Oh, right, right, yeah,
and,
Mm-hmm. So you have to send her to private school, right?
I have to send her to private school, and I have to go as her paraprofessional so that nothing happens to her while she's there. And the Boulder Valley School District told us we were going to have to sue them in order for them to help us.
The Boulder Valley School District said you had to sue them?
Basically. They said, we've talked to our lawyers. By trade, I'm a teacher, and I have a public policy degree. I have my master's in both areas. And so I sort of know the lingo. They said, we've talked to our lawyers. We can't do anything. We don't have to serve your child. And
okay, let me ask you something. Is this would this be either – this would be a local issue there in Boulder? Would it be a state issue?
It would be a local issue. I mean, I called a bunch of people in the state to try to help us at least with preschool. And
who did you call?
This was like when we first moved here. I pretty much called everyone that I could find.
Did you call your state representative?
I did. Yep.
And no way, nothing happened?
Nothing. No. In fact, when I started calling people, I would call someone new, like, every day and be like, this is a situation, I don't understand why, you know, this is a child who is at risk.
You call Governor Ritter's office?
I don't believe I went that far.
Well, why don't you call Governor Ritter's office and use my name? Not that, you know, it'll get you possibly anywhere, but at least it shows you talk to the media. And if you don't get any response on that, call us back, and we'll try to figure out how to help you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Young, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at